this hour from Town Hall. I'm John Scott. U.S. military has reimposed a naval blockade on Iranian ports. This comes as Washington tries to stop Iran's attacks on ships in the Strait of Hormuz. Days of retaliatory strikes across the Middle East by Iran and the U.S. attacks threaten to push the region back to all-out war. President Trump told Fox News Channel that more U.S. strikes against Iran coming over the next 2 days. Growing concerns about our aging lawmakers in Washington. Correspondent Laura Wetters reports.
The sudden death of South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham is renewing focus on the country's aging lawmakers. Graham had just turned 71 just 2 days before he passed away. The senator appeared to be in good health and had played golf with President Trump and former South Carolina Congressman Trey Gowdy just days before he left for a trip to Ukraine. Meanwhile, Republican Senator Mitch McConnell, who was 84, was rushed to the hospital back on June 14th. McConnell says he fell at home and has been suffering from a mild case of pneumonia. He released a photo of himself and his wife. And President Trump, now 80, is the oldest person ever elected president. He was 78 at the time. Laura Winters reporting.
12 states suing to block Paramount's takeover of Warner Brothers Discovery. Bernie Bennett has more.
They argued in a lawsuit Monday that the $81 billion merger would, quote, extinguish competition in Hollywood and lead to fewer choices for consumers across the U.S. The Office of California's Attorney General is leading the coalition. It alleges that the proposed merger would lead to higher prices, lower quality, and less content for movies and the television landscape. Paramount maintains that merging with Warner would be good for competition. The company says it will vigorously defend the transaction. Bernie Bennett reporting.
And five of the biggest U.S. banks reporting record profits on Tuesday, beating even the most optimistic Wall Street expectations. J.P. Morgan Chase earned a record $16.9 billion in the quarter. More on these stories from townhall.com.
With things moving fast to resolve the situation in the Middle East, the headlines may change, but the fundamentals haven't. America's debt continues to climb, and uncertainty still hangs over the global economy. That's why investors continue turning to one asset that has stood the test of time, physical gold and silver. For generations, gold has been viewed as a safe haven asset during periods of geopolitical tension and market volatility. That's why Advantage Gold wants to send you a free gold investment guide, valued at $49, plus a free copy of economist Ken Rogoff's acclaimed book, Our Dollar, Your Problem, when you call 800-900-8000. Discover why central banks are buying gold, why many Americans are diversifying with precious metals, and how a tax and penalty-free rollover into physical gold and silver may fit into your retirement strategy. Don't wait until the next crisis dominates the headlines. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 right now. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-900-8000.
Good morning, you're on Casey & Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We've had an early wreck on the Capitol Beltway, Prince George's County, outer loop, very close to the bridge at Route 450. Initially, it was in the left-hand lane. We're waiting for an update, but there was a pretty good-sized backup already for the traffic trying to go up to College Park and working away north from 50 and eventually up towards the VW Parkway and up to the ramps at Route 1 and over towards I-95. No construction overnight. Northbound I-97, at least they're not there right now. They were there overnight, but it has cleared. Not the problem like we had yesterday. All the lanes are open northbound I-97 at Benfield Boulevard. Very nice right now. Slight buildups just beginning at both the Harvard tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, very hot and humid today. Sizzling sunshine with highs in the triple digits and feel-like temperatures closer to 107. Mostly clear and warm tonight as temperatures fall back into the upper 70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
72 degrees in Nottingham, 72 in Abingdon at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Most of Maryland will be under a heat advisory today from 11 a.m. until 8 p.m. Temps near 100 degrees and high humidity will create heat index values that could reach 107 degrees during the afternoon. Baltimore City will be under a code red extreme heat alert today and tomorrow. Officials say the extreme heat poses significant health risks, especially for those working outdoors, older adults, young children, individuals with chronic health conditions, and pets. Cooling centers will be open across the city and pools will have extended hours. And Baltimore County Police say a 7-year-old child is dead after an accidental shooting in Milford Mill. Police were called to a home in the 7800 block of Selgrave Road shortly after 3 p.m. Tuesday, where they found the girl with a gunshot wound to the upper body. The child was taken to a hospital where she was pronounced dead. Police say the shooting was an isolated incident and there is no active threat to the public. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 590. The pick 4, 8868. 6:05 on Casey & Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary has the morning off. I'm Sean Casey. Stein on Sports brought to you by Farnan and Dermer. Well, mention Gary's name. You get the $99 spring and summer AC tune-up special. Remember, mention Gary Stein for that. Well, the American League dominated the National League 4-0. The All-Star game from Philadelphia last night. Christopher Sanchez allowing 3 runs in the first inning. Johan Duran gave up the hit while Jesus Luzardo pitched a clean inning. Kyle Schwarber, Bryce Harper, Brandon Marsh all held hitless. Meanwhile, National stars C.J. Abrams and James Wood also failed to record a hit, while Foster Griffin pitched a clean inning. Orioles catcher Adley Rutschman did not tally a base knock in his only at-bat. He grounded out in the seventh inning, but did manage to hook up with his old teammates at Oregon State and the former Orioles reliever as well, catching late in the game there. Elsewhere, you're looking at World Cup news. Spain heading to the World Cup final the first time in almost 2 decades. The Red Fury shut out France 2-0 from Arlington, Texas. The 76ers are trying to create a monster. ESPN reporting 3 of the team's star players ramping up their pursuit of 4-time NBA champion LeBron James. Tyrese Maxey, Joel Embiid, and Jaylen Brown have all been in communication with James, and Maxey is leading the charge, as they say. And the Wizards have shut down their number one pick. A.J. Devanza won't play another game in the Summer League. The former BYU star scoring 27 points in his debut, following up with 23 points in his second game. And that is a look at Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
I just got 3 things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
Top of the morning. morning to you. Welcome back. This is KC and Company, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. It is a Wednesday, July the 15th, 2026. I'm Sean Casey. Coming up in this hour, a 7-year-old girl killed by a gunshot in Milford Mill, and police are saying it was accidental. Investigation still ongoing there. ICE is shutting down vehicle stops after two fatal shootings, one in Texas, one in Maine. But our top story here today is former Governor Bob Ehrlich has officially come out and endorsed Dan Cox for governor. And again, this is a first step towards unity here in the state of Maryland. I think it was the easiest step, but other steps have to happen. You might recall, since this is the 250th birthday of the United States, back in 1754, there was a political cartoon. It was called Join or Die. It was referring to Benjamin Franklin's. It depicted a severed snake as a call for colonial unity during the French and Indian War, and later would go on to become a symbol of the resistance led in the American Revolution. The cartoon originally showed 8 segments representing colonies, with New England as one segment and Delaware omitted. It was later reused in 1765 during protest against British policies. But again, there were loyalists to the British. There were American colonists that were opposed to the British. And it was, the message here was, you needed to join or unite, or otherwise certainly you would perish as a fledgling nation and tyranny would rule the day. And I think the same message applies here in this aspect, in this modern day message in the state of Maryland, where the Maryland Republican Party now is at a threshold. It is at a crossroads of whether or not it will continue. Right now, it's on life support. Let's face it. There's not much Maryland Republicans can do. They can't stop the Democrats in the Maryland General Insane Asylum. You've got a governor with a war chest of however many, probably tens of millions of dollars. And again, the only thing you've got going for you this year is you hope that there's some voter resentment, some voter anger in the largest tax increase in history, skyrocketing fees and permit license fees, auto registration fees, skyrocketing electric bills with no relief in sight, a warning that blackouts could happen next year, the potential for a sales tax increase next year, which would take even more money out of our pockets. Maryland continues to make all these lists, not good lists, that compliment Maryland for its growth and the way it takes care of its retirees, its military, its businesses, and on and on and on it goes. So you've got that. And I think if the Maryland Republican Party were able to unite and get everybody on the same page, then it would be much better. I'm not saying it's a guaranteed win over Westmore, but you have a much better chance, instead of this factional, internecine cannibalism that has been going on for quite some time. But this is an important step, as former Governor Bob Ehrlich has now endorsed Dan Cox. Cox called Ehrlich a longtime supporter and coach of our campaign. Quote, with Governor Ehrlich supporting our efforts, we are further energized to unite Maryland to bring back affordability, solve the energy crisis, and lower energy bills, lower taxes and cut fees, and bring accountability to state government where hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars have been wasted. End of quote. And we also find out not only will he be endorsing Dan Cox, he is now going to serve as Dan Cox's campaign finance advisor, meaning that Bob Ehrlich is going to hand in trying to rattle the cages and shake the trees and hopefully get some big donors out there to support Dan Cox. You're going to need money. You're going to need lots of money to, again, go up against the Democrat machine in this state. So we'll get your thoughts on the Ehrlich endorsement of Dan Cox. There are other holdouts that we know of, of course. Larry Hogan has yet to come out and say anything other than that the nominees are unelectable. Would Ed Hale Sr. reconsider maybe joining the cause here? Because after all, the health of Maryland as a state is the priority here. It's the most important thing going into this gubernatorial election. We'll get your thoughts on that. 6:13, traffic and weather on the threes. And now with the update, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
The wreck on the Capitol Beltway, Prince George's County now on the shoulder, but the backup is still there. It's on the outer loop at Route 450 in Prince George's County. I just looked at the camera there, and it's slow. It's just plodding along, trying to work its way up eventually towards the BW Parkway and up up into College Park, but the vehicles now at least are on the shoulder. Earlier, they were in the left-hand lane. Beltway locally looks good. They did some work overnight in the construction area, I-97 northbound at Benfield, but they got out of there right on time today, where yesterday we had that big delay northbound. Completely clear right now, and we're expecting the construction pretty much any time now. They block a lane during the rush hour. Not there yet, but they should be arriving northbound I-95 at Route 24 in Hartford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be a hot one today. Sunny, hot, humid, highs over 100 degrees. The heat index will make it feel like 107. Tomorrow, sunny, upper 90s. Chance for a stray shower or storm tomorrow. But it's going to be a hot one today, so take necessary precautions. Hydrate. Stay in the shade if you can. And be cool. Right now, 74. Yeah, exactly. 74 in the city. It is 74 in Parkville. Time for some one-liner news. Theories about the death of Senator Lindsey Graham continue to swirl online yesterday. One of the weirdest ones I saw was he was reincarnated as Mitch McConnell. That's one person you don't want to come back as.
The turtle.
Yeah. President Trump kind of threw water on the whole thing yesterday, saying that he thinks, obviously, he didn't take care of himself. There were heart issues there. And, the FBI is wasting its time looking at anything else. New poll out suggests that the majority of Americans are now in favor of seizing wealth from AI companies.
With the AI. Yeah,
well, I'm not a big fan of AI, but it does bother me when you hear seizing wealth. That's a communist thing.
Yeah, yes, it is. Yeah.
Number two is Congress, not their wealth.
Okay.
Here we go. Florida man made headlines for being arrested for having sex with a vacuum cleaner outside a gated resort community near Disney World. Has been found guilty.
Apparently, well, I should say so.
The man used a defense of temporary insanity. He said he was possessed by the dirt devil.
I heard rumors that Pistol sucks.
Really? His soulmates call him Hoover.
Shark.
The new Moana could lose $100 million, and Disney is now rethinking their whole live-action remake. Why would you mess with... the first Moana was...
Right.
It was perfect. You didn't need to change it.
No,
they made a cartoon sequel to it, but you didn't need the live-action with The Rock.
My granddaughter saw it over the weekend. Of course, she's 5 years old. She loved it.
She loved it. Well, I think the kids are going to love it, but yeah. I think the adults are the ones that are poo-pooing it. Disney apparently has one more live-action remake in the offing, and that will be Walt Disney's head once the technology...
Wow. That's nice. Hey, by the way, did you know, I heard yesterday, Lucille Ball died of the same thing as Lindsey Graham.
Really?
Ruptured aorta, so they say?
Yep, I didn't know that.
Aortic tear. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's hard to diagnose. It really is. They say you get a lot of back pain with it and stuff, but back pain can be just about anything. Gus the Dinosaur. It's a T-Rex skeleton. It's sold for over $50 million at auction.
I saw that.
Yeah. They said the highest amount paid for a dinosaur, in second place, Chuck Whitaker.
Oh, nice. Burn!
That dinosaur skeleton looked just like Frank.
Oh,
big body and short arms.
That's right. Some assembly required.
It never reached his pockets.
All right, C-SPAN cameras appear to have captured Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer ripping one on the Senate floor.
No.
Listen carefully.
On Iran and the NDAA. When all the Trump administration can say about his disastrous war with Iran is that Vietnam was worse?
Well, at least something passed in Congress.
And then somebody stood up and said, now do it with your lips.
Schumer has not commented on that. A lot of people are talking about Haley Stevens. She's a Democrat running for office in Michigan. I want to play Haley Stevens, and you tell me who she sounds like.
I am going to be working on our behalf. I am going to be telling the stories on our behalf. And you better believe I'm going to be doing it with a little bit of joy, a little bit of enthusiasm, a little bit of energy, and a little bit of stick it to them. Because that's the Michigan way.
Sick of to him. Does he remind you of anybody? The first person that came to mind for me was Chris Farley, for some strange reason.
Oh, the therapist guy?
Yeah, exactly.
That's
good. Yep. Either that or she'd been sucking on helium most of the afternoon.
That's what it sounds like. It's like enough on, put the balloon down.
It's not been a good week for men and bulls. 86-year-old British man injured during the running of the bulls in Pamplona, Spain. Of course, running would be a relative term for him because he was pretty elderly. I mean, what possesses somebody? If you can't outrun, you know, you can't run, period, you think you're going to outrun a bull? It's like that guy in Yellowstone.
Right? Oh, the bison dude, the grandpa who, wow.
Yeah. He went airborne. All right, and finally, Maryland now is second worst, according to the CNBC, weakest economies in America. This is a Globe Street article that went out. Maryland now second worst, the score of 143, which is an F. The real GDP reached about $436 billion in 2025, but growth was 0.7%. That's anemic.
Wow.
CNBC said economic and job growth nearly flatlined in Maryland. The Maryland Chamber of Commerce is blaming high cost, unpredictable taxes, growing regulatory burdens, and a reminder that business-friendly policies can matter as much as raw population or income numbers when it comes to long-term real estate demand, which isn't a heck of a lot now,
that's
right, in Maryland.
Moving out.
Yeah. So now is a great opportunity to make a change at the top. We'll see.
Mm-mm-mm.
All right, Chuck, we're off and running here this morning. See you in a couple. Yep. Appreciate that. 620, you can join us here, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680, and let us know what you think of Bob Ehrlich endorsing Dan Cox, and what are the odds or chances that Larry Hogan might reconsider, or others. You're listening to KC and Company.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
If you own a business, you cannot afford to be overlooked. WCBM Radio helps you reach an engaged audience that values local business and responds to strong messaging. With radio, digital, and social media, WCBM can create custom campaigns built to deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call WCBM today and let's get your business moving.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Six twenty-two minutes after the hour, we're talking. Former Maryland Governor Bob Ehrlich will serve as Dan Cox's campaign advisor. He's come out and endorsed Dan Cox. Ehrlich joined several state GOP leaders who in recent weeks have coalesced behind Cox, the repeat gubernatorial candidate who lost to Westmore in 2022. State Republicans last month told the Baltimore Sun they believe Cox can potentially oust Moore with an affordability-focused message as opposed to his previous platform that highlighted again, some of what they say are baseless conspiracy theories, you know, election denier. Well, we're going to see if they're baseless when the president speaks on Thursday night to the nation, how baseless our conspiracy election theories truly are. So, again, former Governor Hogan has not specifically said he doesn't support Dan Cox, but he said that when discussing the Democrat and Republican nominees this time around as unelectable, well, I think he must have been referring to Dan Cox, as Westmore has already proven he can be elected, and he is the nominee. So I'm not sure what Hogan meant by that. So we'll have to wait and see as to whether Hogan will reconsider. The big question is, are Governor Ehrlich and Governor Hogan talking? That is the $64,000 question. Something tells me they are not. And there might need to be a phone call made there. Someone might need to bury the hatchet and not each other. If you want unity. And I'll tell you what's going on. There's another movement within the Republican Party that's going on right now that is concerning at all levels. 6:23, time for traffic and weather on the threes. With the update now, here's Lugnuts Johnson.
They asked Larry Hogan. He said, nope, fat chance.
Did he? Where was that quote? I missed it.
Well, I just saw it.
Really?
I just wrote it down.
You just made it up is what you did.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I just thought I would throw that in.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Thank you very much, sir.
the westbound side of the Bay Bridge. All the lanes are open. Three westbound, two eastbound. Everybody's fine through Sandy Point, Ritchie Highway, Severn River Bridge. Top of the hill still clear at I-97 at Route 32. Nothing major yet on the Beltway. Might fill in just a bit now between I-70 and Frederick Road. Last check, a little more traffic southbound at the Old Harbor Tunnel around O'Donnell Street. 95 was still clear. And we'll go back up and check in Harford County next report for the construction. They may be there by now on I-95 northbound at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly sunny, hot, humid today. Triple digits, 100 degrees or more. The heat index with the humidity is going to feel like 107. Tomorrow will be sunny, upper 90s. Chance for a stray shower or a thunderstorm is in the forecast as well. Right now, 76 in Annapolis, 74 in Reisterstown. And we're talking about Governor Ehrlich's endorsement for Dan Cox. Do you think that will carry any weight? I mean, I think most people that are voting for Dan Cox probably, do you think Ehrlich is going to convince anybody with that endorsement? I think a lot of people are already, that like Governor Ehrlich, as I do, we're already planning on voting for Dan Cox anyway. But I think more important is the campaign finance advisor position, where the money is most important. You got to be able to get those big Republican donors to wake up and support this campaign, because otherwise, I mean, we're going to get hammered again, next year. That's for sure. It's likely it could happen even with the Dan Cox in as governor, based on the general insane asylum supermajority numbers. But there is something else that I wanted to share with you. For the longest time, and I've been a Republican in this state for a long, long time, and I am conservative and now consider myself certainly a Trump MAGA Republican and a Reagan conservative from the get-go. And there's always been this tug of war between the conservatives and the more center-left wing of the Republican Party, the Mac Mathias Republicans, if you will. These are moderate Republicans that really, in many cases, Connie Morello was one of those who were center-left Republicans, and versus Andy Harris, who is a conservative Republican. So, but there's always been this big tent. We've always gotten along, and we've always tried to make sure that the party was the priority. Well, that has changed. And who changed it? I think it really changed with Larry Hogan. Hogan, of course, never really embraced President Trump. He always liked to invoke Ronald Reagan. Thou shalt not speak ill of another Republican. That was the 11th commandment, but that's exactly what he did. I understand President Trump may not be everybody's cup of tea. We have Alan Kittleman, former Howard County executive and state senator, who has said he's left the Republican Party because of Trump. And that's his prerogative. That's his right. But you think by leaving, you think by quitting the Republican Party, you're going to make things better in the state of Maryland? You're going to beat the Democrat machine by puffing out your chest and saying, I'm no longer a Republican? Sorry, it's not going to work that way. It's going to require unity. And right now you have a faction of Republicans, and I believe this, I was talking to a political consultant about this, that they would rather destroy the Republican Party in Maryland right now, and then they're going to rebuild it. And the way they destroy it is they try to run candidates against the MAGA Republicans or the conservative Republicans. We've seen it at the local level, at the Baltimore County Council level, with, as I said before, Nino Mangione. There has recently been spotted at a Democrat organizing committee in Baltimore County. Republican Wade Catch, who has retired from his county council seat, was seen going in meeting with the Democrats. People like Chris West, these are people that ran candidates. Some of the Maryland Republican Party itself had ran candidates against other Republicans when they shouldn't have. So there is this mindset, I think, within some, not all, some Maryland Republicans, that they can't stand MAGA Republicans, conservative Republicans, and what they want to do is they want to make sure that they lose, they go down in flames, and that the party goes down in flames as well, so they can rebuild it in this image that they have had from the longest time of, again, they just want to be the uniparty. They want to be controlled opposition.
I can see the light bulb over your head.
Yeah, it just went off on the ding there.
No, I agree with you. And another concern that I have, another quote, solution I'm hearing being passed around to fix the, quote, problem for Republicans is trying to change the law to have an open primary. That is not the answer. If we're concerned about Democrats infiltrating and rigging our Republican primary, then we'll just make it legal to do it. We don't have to, they won't have to spend money on flyers or trying to, you know, support their candidates through some third-party means or, you know, releasing 500,000 extra ballots out into the world. So, and again, when you look at the numbers, here we had a very high-profile contested gubernatorial election, and only 23% of Republicans bothered to turn out and vote. So I think we need to ask ourselves, I think we need to go to the voters. I don't know, you know, I think it's election integrity, number one, because if we had election integrity, we would have better candidates, and candidates might likely be able to get in, for one. But two, we need to find out, why are people not voting? Because that doesn't sum up. They are a part of a major party. They do have a primary vote already, and they're not voting either. So the open primary idea is not the solution, because A, it would just rig ours, and then B, there's plenty of people that already can vote, and they still aren't voting. So I don't know if we need polling. Like, I don't know. And I don't know, are the Republicans unhappy with the candidates? Do they just not care? Are they busy? Are the candidates not conservative enough? Are they too conservative? I don't know. It would be nice to get some answers on that. Why are you not voting?
I think some of it is explained. We had a caller here that says he wasn't voting in the primary, but was going to vote in the general. There are some people that can't get juiced about the primary. They like voting in the general, but by then, the choices have already been made. So, again, if you're a Republican that did not vote in this primary, we'd be very interested in hearing why. Give us a call. Let us know. Again, no judgment. We're curious. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Once again, time for an update. News headlines. Here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. Parts of Maryland will be under a Code Orange air quality alert today. The Upper and Lower Eastern Shore, Baltimore Metro, suburban D.C., and Northeast Maryland areas will be affected. A Code Orange means air pollution concentrations may be unhealthy for sensitive groups, including children, the elderly, and those suffering from asthma, heart or lung diseases. The effects can be minimized by avoiding strenuous activity or exercise outdoors. One man is dead and another is wounded after a Tuesday afternoon shooting in West Baltimore. Investigators say the shooting happened shortly before 3:30 p.m. in the 2800 block of West Landvale Street, and both victims were taken to the hospital, where the 19-year-old victim died and an 18-year-old remains in critical condition. Police say both victims suffered multiple gunshot wounds to their bodies. And two Cecil County men have been arrested on drug trafficking charges. Maryland State Police say Kevin Johnson and Tony Griffin are charged with multiple felony drug crimes following an investigation that began in March. Search warrants on a vehicle and three homes in Cecil County and a Delaware storage unit led to 5 kilos of compressed cocaine, more than 44 grams of crystal meth, and a polymer 9mm semi-automatic pistol. Both Johnson and Griffin are being held without bail at the Cecil County Detention Center. And Baltimore's B&O Railroad Museum is getting a new name as it expands its focus beyond the history of a single railroad. It's 6:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Get ready to unwrap your best health during the Rescue Natural Supplements Christmas in July sale event with savings on up to 73% off. That's right. The season of giving is making a huge summertime comeback with a site-wide slash pricing on over 50 research-backed formulas crafted with purity, potency, and real science behind every capsule. From high-intensity omega-3s and doctor-recommended cholesterol balance to for mobility, gut health, and even advanced cognitive support, now is the perfect time to take advantage of serious discounts and discover why thousands have trusted Rescue's quality and value for over 40 years. So celebrate Christmas in July with sale prices and save up to 73% off on a limited time. Ordering is easy. Just go to res-q.com or call Product Consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. You won't regret giving yourself the gift of finally feeling your best. Again, that's 1-800-262-5483. Or you can go online at res-q.com for up to 73% off today.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Now we're looking at you live here on the VW Parkway. We're in the air between Arundel Mills and Route 32. No problems there. Both sides of the roadway are open, including the traffic, which is coming up from Powderville Road and up towards 197. If you're traveling in the Essex Middle River area, traffic light apparently is malfunctioning. Not sure if it's out or on flash. Heads up at Route 702 at Humburg Avenue. And the morning construction is underway. They work during the rush hour, northbound 95 at Route 24 in Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Your Fox 45 forecast, very hot and humid today. Sizzling sunshine with highs in the triple digits and feel-like temperatures closer to 107. Mostly clear and warm tonight as temperatures fall back into the upper 70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary has the morning off. I'm Sean Casey with Stein on Sports. National League took it on the chin last night. American League shut him out in the All-Star game. First time I think in about 10 years or so. AL dominated the National League 4-0 in the All-Star game from Philadelphia. Christopher Sanchez allowing 3 runs in the first inning. Yon Duran giving up the hit while Jesus Luzardo pitched a clean inning. Kyle Schwarber, Bryce Harper, Brandon Marsh held hitless. The Orioles, Adley Rutschman, 0-for-1 with a ground out in the seventh inning. The Nationals stars, C.J. Abrams, James Wood also failed to record a hit, while Foster Griffin pitched a clean inning there. Elsewhere, the 76ers tried to create a monster. ESPN reporting 3 of the team's star players are ramping up their pursuit of 4-time NBA champion LeBron James. Tyrese Maxey, Joel Embiid, and Jaylen Brown have all been in communication with James, and Maxey leading the charge. And summer league action, the Wizards have shut down. They've seen enough of their top draft pick. The team announced yesterday that A.J. Devanza won't play another game in the summer league. He had 27 and 23 points in his first and second games. They said they have seen enough of him, obviously, to make a difference in the upcoming season. Spain is headed to the World Cup final for the first time in almost 2 decades. The Red Fury shut out France 2-0 from Arlington, Texas. Mikel Oyarzabal converted a first-half penalty, while Pedro Porro scored in the 58th minute to put the match on ice. England-Argentina will now be determining the other finalists today. Baltimore Ravens have named as the ESPN 2026 Sports Humanitarian Team of the Year. The annual award was presented Tuesday night in New York City. ESPN says the Ravens were honored because of their long-term investment, aligning ownership, players, staff, alumni, nonprofit partners, and fans around building one of the most comprehensive youth development platforms in professional sports. The Ravens say, Baltimore gives us everything. This award, a reflection of what we give back. We're honored to be ESPN Sports Humanitarian Team of the Year. And that's a look at Stein on Sports.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve. Back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Six 23 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. You're listening to Casey and Company. You can join us 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCVM-680. We're talking about the status of the Maryland GOP and if Dan Cox is any hope of upsetting Westmore in the upcoming gubernatorial race, then it is going to be necessary for the Maryland GOP to unite or die, maybe perish as a party. Yes, there'll be a handful of Republicans here that win a few races and pockets of Republican strongholds, but you need to have numbers in order to make a difference in Annapolis. And right now, with this special session coming up August 3rd through the 5th, the Democrats are going to try to turn this into a completely progressive slash communist state, because I understand it's not quite New York, maybe it's not, but they're again, these communists are on the march. They're all over the country. We'll have a report coming up on that a little bit later on. The latest is, and I want to preface my remarks that by saying that ICE agents are out there arresting illegal aliens. Some have been convicted of child sex crimes, rape, racketeering, murder, and again, a number of illegal aliens that were let in by Joe Biden and the Democrats. And we don't know the exact number, anywhere from 20 to 30 million, perhaps, over the course of 4 years of their absolute open borders nonsense, which put Americans in great jeopardy, the sovereignty of this nation, and the safety of its citizens, the actual law-abiding citizens of this country. And so ICE has got a very difficult job to do. They've got to go out, and they've got to find these illegal aliens, and some of which already have deportation orders and have skipped town, and others that are involved in child sex trafficking. And look, it is tragic. You don't like to see when anybody loses their life in a confrontation with a federal law enforcement agent. And again, this is one of the things that concerned President Trump, why Kristi Noem was replaced with Mark Wayne Mullen. And Mark Wayne Mullen said he wanted to make sure that there were no headlines when he became the Department of Homeland Security Secretary. Well, now there are. We have two fatal shootings within a week. We have an illegal alien that was shot in Houston, Texas, after he allegedly tried to ram his vehicle into an ICE agent. He was shot and killed. And then in Biddeford, Maine, we have another shooting. This is a Colombian national who did have a green card here. Again, apparently he was the wrong target. But again, instead of complying, stopping, getting out of the car, and hopefully, you know, resolving the mix-up, he apparently tried to ram an ICE agent with his vehicle, and then he was shot and killed yesterday. Now, of course, the left, the Democrats, this has given them another rally cry. Of course, Maine, they're after Susan Collins' seat in Maine. This is and Susan Collins made a call yesterday to Mark Wayne Mullen saying, can you please suspend until we have full investigation as to what happened? And he has complied. So ICE is suspending vehicle stops of all. And again, they're going to be, I think, Americans who die as a result of ICE not being able to pull illegal aliens over and arrest them. But we do have a nice, again, and the issue is there are no body cameras in either the Houston incident or the Biddeford, Maine incident because they have not gotten to ICE as of yet. Remember, they passed a $70 billion part of this last reconciliation bill, and they've had difficulty getting those cameras into ICE agents. That's one of the reasons why they needed more money, but they didn't have body cams. They had to rely on basically other witnesses with their phone cameras. None of them have been, I think, helpful at all. And eyewitnesses. Now, we have one eyewitness. This is a man who witnessed the confrontation and the unfortunate tragic shooting of this Colombian national in Maine. Here is his account.
I would say 7:15. I was driving through the intersection at Hill Street and Poole. Pool Street, and as I was approaching, you could see flashing blue lights, and then as I got closer, they were unmarked, so I assumed they were ICE, and then you could see them with their green vests and stuff, and it said police, ICE, and so as I actually was going through the intersection, I heard yelling, so I know I'm supposed to be paying attention, but I heard yelling off to my, so I looked, and I was watching, and the ICE agent was yelling and drew his weapon, and he kept yelling and yelling and warning the person driving, which is when the car was put into drive and was trying to hit the ICE officer, and he fired, I would say, probably 4 shots at him, and then by that time, I was also through, you know, the intersection, so I just heard the popping, but I did see him draw his gun uh-huh. at the windshield, and then the car, you could see the car in the back, like rolling down the street afterwards.
So this is the testimony of an eyewitness. This isn't under oath, but he is giving an interview in which he says he saw the driver put the car in drive and then try to ram or run over the ICE agent. That seems to be a justified shooting, but you know what? The FBI is investigating. The Department of Homeland Security is investigating. And instead of ramping up all this anti-ICE fervor, you got Mamdani out there, abolish ICE, you got all these radical leftists that, painting the bullseye on the back of ICE agents, maybe you should spend the time advising and counseling those that are in this country either illegally or who are on green cards or whatever. If you are pulled over by or asked to stop, comply. Just comply. Listen to what the agents have to say. Comply, and you'll duke it out in court. How many times have we said this before with other instances with other drivers? It just boggles the mind. 6:43, time for traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, looks like there may have been a stoppage in the Old Harbor Tunnel in the last couple of minutes. It went from moving along fairly well to a couple of minutes ago was almost dead stop going into the tunnel. We're moving again now, and I look further south towards Child Street, which is at the Toll Plaza area, and the traffic is coming out of the tunnel, and now it's going into the tunnel. But just that 4 or 5 minutes that we were stopped backed us up very quickly back towards the Eastern Avenue Bridge and then backing up towards Urban Avenue. So that back up already now 10 to 12 minutes there on 895, and we're starting to pick up a little more traffic south on 95 next door at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Beltway still looks good. Yeah, the contractors are working. They work during the day northbound 95 at Route 24. They block a lane in Harford County, 76-mile marker northbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, hot, humid today, well over 100 degrees with that heat index at 107 based on the humidity. Look at Maggie. She's just,
I'm beaming.
You are beaming. You love this,
I'm like a big old lizard.
You know.
In the winter, flag I call that a...
yeah, flag that.
In the winter, I sit in a tree and fall on people's heads like... Where Whitaker lives.
You're iguana with a wind. Tomorrow, sunny, high in the upper 90s. Chance of a stray shower or thunderstorm is possible tomorrow. We might bring us some much-needed relief by that point. Who knows?
Give a crap.
Yeah. But,
where shall I go? What should I do?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, the vapors.
Stay cool. Right now, Annapolis is 77, Ellicott City 73. Time for some... Well, Chuck's Food News. Let's head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest item trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Bettable Johnson.
Hold on a sec. I'm going to get me a beer.
Oh! I'm going to get me a beer.
A beer. That's right. That's Liawatha.
Let's see a shotgun that there, sister.
After a three-year hiatus, KFC is bringing back its fan favorite popcorn chicken while supplies last. Fans can order the returning menu item as a combo, a big box, or a $10 bucket. What would you prefer, Maggie?
I'll
a combo,
take the bucket.
A bucket, or a big box?
I'm good with the bucket.
You like
you.
The bucket? Yes. Apparently, you're familiar with a bucket. Olive Garden is bringing back its $100 unlimited pasta pass. It's still an absurdly good deal, apparently. From August 31st to November 22nd. So basically, this is where it works. $100 plus tax. Unlimited pasta for the duration of the promotion, plus a week of early access as well. So,
whoa!
What's a plate of pasta cost at Olive Garden? $15?
Wait, is it that endless thing? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
I should have paid attention. I
think it's like $12.
$12?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so you go there 10 times. You pretty much... Or 11 times, you paid for it.
Carve it up.
You know, easy.
Perfect.
And you can do it more if you want. I think it's only for the card holder, though. You can't pass it around and share it with the table.
So they say.
So they say. But, you know. Chuck, I can see Chuck
keep
now.
Keep your mouth shut.
He gets a pasta pass, he gets the card, then he under the table, shares it with the rest of
get
them.
Get a baggie and stick it in your purse.
I charge him $3 each. What are you talking
about?
Yeah,
of course you would. By the way, KFC is offering their $10 bucket of the day on weekdays as well. Today is a National Hot Dog Day.
Start with some meat, all ground up fine. Beef, pork, chicken, turkey in line. Garlic and paprika, mustard and salt. Coriander and nutmeg join the flavor of salt. A little corn syrup, starch to hold tight. Curing agents help keep the color just right. Mystery ingredients, but you eat them anyway. Enjoy your National Hot Dog Day.
What do you think is more of a mystery, what goes into a hot dog or what goes into Scrapple?
Scrapple.
I love Scrapple. Oh, boy.
You like the Scrapple, do you?
Dude, just dreadful.
Do you dust your Scrapple with a little flour and then fry it up?
No, I go to restaurants. I've never made it personally.
Oh, you've never made Scrapple?
No.
Oh, okay.
But I know one place that just does it exactly how it's supposed to be.
And how do you like it? How do you like your Scrapple?
It should look like a piece of chocolate cake is what it should look like when it's done my way.
So you like it really burnt to the crisp?
Oh, on the outside, yeah.
Yeah.
And that is a good question.
The noses and the tails down.
Noses, tails, and...
and other organs.
What is Scrapple? Organs, right? That's a good... that is a good question. All I know is it tastes good. I don't
think you want to know the answer. Let's put it that way.
No. Hey, I've eaten groundhog.
Really?
Old kinfolk up in Virginia.
As roadkill or?
No.
All right.
I've eaten groundhog.
I can honestly say I've never had groundhog. What does it taste like? Don't say chicken.
It tastes like scrapple.
Okay.
That's what it tastes like.
Okay, in that case, it's scrapple. They scraped it right off the road.
They done got it with a gun.
Scrapple.
That's Sean Hall.
That's right. Roadkill Cafe.
He used to do those commercials when he was over at B104. I'm Sean Hall. Hi, this is what I eat every day.
Oh, dear.
May he rest in peace.
Oh, man, I'm telling you.
Yeah. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. 6:49. It's 11 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. So are you in agreement? Look, there are some disturbing fact patterns here. With a spokesman for ICE said yesterday that in the main shooting, a DHS agent saw the car was trying to flee. He was concerned for public safety and then shot. But then we have the eyewitness saying that he saw the car try to run over the agent. That's when so there are conflicting, contradictory accounts. That's why there has to be a full-scale investigation, either by DHS, FBI, or all above. You want to make sure that, again. And they got people like Joe Scarborough. Scarborough of MS Now saying yesterday that the Trump administration and ICE turning American cities into kill zones because of us. We've had some unfortunate deaths, no question about it. But if you really want to finger the person to put the kill zone label on, it's basically, it's the Democrat Party. Look at these major cities, Memphis and Baltimore and Detroit, Milwaukee, Cleveland, you name it, many of these cities. New Orleans, they are kill zones because they're run by Democrats into the ground, and there's no law and order in many of these cities. So if you want to talk about kill zones, let's have a legitimate debate, not the occasional or unfortunate tragic ICE fatal shooting. 6:51, you're listening to Casey and Company, the best of which you can get each and every day, WCBM.com, and on our Facebook page, brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays 9 to 6 and Saturdays 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturdays at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Your news, traffic, and weather station. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, not only do we have the fatal shootings, we have a 28-year-old illegal alien fleeing ICE in St. Augustine, Florida, was struck and killed by a semi after he ran into oncoming traffic. The deceased was one of four individuals in a vehicle stopped by federal agents in the parking lot of a gas station. It's kind of like self-deporting. An outrage after an illegal alien semi-truck driver who killed three people in a fiery Southern California crash, sentenced to just over 4 years by a Democrat judge. Three lives were taken by an illegal alien truck driver, and he gets 4 years by this Judge Shannon Farady, who was appointed by Governor Newsom to fill a vacancy. That is just an outrageous sentence, and this is why people, that's why Donald Trump won the election. That's why 77 million people, they voted for him. They want these illegal aliens, especially the criminal illegal aliens first, and then the rest of them out of the country for good. 6:53, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, so there was a broken down vehicle in the Old Harbor Tunnel that was there for about 5 minutes or so, just long enough to give us a backup. It's slowly recovering.
We're moving again, but we're backed up to the Urban Avenue ramp. So a 10-12 minute delay through there. Some of the overflow traffic will start to fill in now and heading into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So just be aware. A little slow yet on the Beltway now. Outer loop at Hartford Road. The west side is filling in between Liberty Road, I-70, and down through Frederick Road. And then keep in mind, if you're in Essex Middle River, the traffic light malfunctioning at Route 702 at Homburg Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Get ready. It's going to be one of those hazy, hot, and humid days with sunshine and 100 degrees and the heat index at 107 based on the humidity factor. Tomorrow, sunny, upper 90s, chance for a stray shower or a thunderstorm. Maybe cool things off a bit. Right now, it is 75 in Pikesville. And it is 75 in Ocean City. 6:54, you're listening to KC and Company. Coming up at the top of the hour, a Baltimore County safety meeting was held last night at the Community College of Baltimore in Essex. Residents, as you might imagine, are upset. They're calling. They are demanding action. And a little bit later on, is Justice Amy Coney Barrett compromised due to threats to her safety? We have some, I think, compelling data and evidence as to why she probably should remove herself from the bench. We'll see if that happens, but probably not. In any event, we have another tragedy, this time in Milford Mill in Baltimore County. Homicide detectives there are investigating after a 7-year-old girl was found shot inside her home in Milford Mill on Tuesday afternoon. This occurred in the 7800 block of Selgrave Road, 3:30 in the afternoon, and they said they located the 7-year-old girl who sustained a gunshot wound to her upper body inside the home. She was transported to an area hospital where she was later pronounced dead. This is Trey Corbin, Baltimore County a police detective. On the, he says it looks like it was an accident.
We don't know necessarily how the shooting took place, but we do believe that it was accidental in nature.
Yep. So, again, I would wait for the full investigation, and it could certainly have been an accident. It also, I don't think anybody in the house would be targeting a 7-year-old. But remember, just in Woodlawn last week, we had a 9-year-old and a 15-year-old shot and killed. We still don't have a suspect that has been named or in custody there. So, again, one wonders is if this is a pattern where children are now being targeted for some strange reason, or was this indeed an accident? We don't know all the details yet. Detective Corbin was asked who he thinks is to blame. Did the child get a hold of the gun herself and it went off? Was a parent cleaning the gun and it accidentally went off? Did the parent drop the gun? Who's to blame in this unfortunate tragedy?
We're too early on in the investigation to say that at this point.
Yeah, well, then we'll have to wait for the investigation. But as I said, it just, I look at these things and all of a sudden they, you know, they comes in threes or whatever. I'm wondering if there is somebody that is trying to come after children, kidnap children, target children, or whether these are break-ins and the children are there and they surprise the home invader, or whether this was just somebody allowed her to handle a gun and it went off by accident, which does happen frequently in a lot of these homes. Now, some of these homes, people do not store their firearms in a gun safe, which is recommended, especially if you have young children. Where, you know, they could not get, there's usually fingerprint technology or sometimes a code. Fingerprint usually is better. By the time you get in a panic, you don't want to try to remember a code. That's why people like the fingerprint technology on some of these gun safes. But, again, you have a responsibility as a firearm owner to make sure that firearm is secured, especially if you have children in the house. And that is the question I think that they were getting to, who's to blame. One or both of the parents, were they negligent in securing that firearm? And if so, will charges be placed against them? Obviously, they're going through a very tragic issue now with having the loss of a 7-year-old child and knowing that they're fully responsible for the death of their daughter or relative in this particular case. So we'll have to wait and see to the rest of the investigation. We're still, as I said, waiting on the Woodlawn investigation to see if there's a suspect that has, but again, this is apparently no Ring cameras on that house in Woodlawn. We don't know if there were any cameras in the house in Milford Mill as well. We'll have to wait and see how that goes. You know, I had a chance to stop by Elegant Kitchen and Design just a couple of weeks ago, and what an outlet, what an incredible showroom they have with all the cabinets. If you're thinking about remodeling your kitchen, if you are a contractor, they're great for you. They keep your project on time and so on and so forth. But if you're a homeowner and you're thinking about remodeling your kitchen, I would start there, because they have incredible cabinets on display there, and the countertop of your dreams, whether it's granite, quartz, or quartzite, it's all at Elegant Kitchen and Design. I want you to stop by, see my good friend Mike. He'll take care of you at Elegant Kitchen and Design. Wonderful people to deal with. Great designers on hand there. And you can go see the showroom in the back. They've got all their granite and quartz and quartzite out there. They all cut it. It's all custom made. Really, they do an incredible job. They're such professionals at Elegant Kitchen and Design. They're on Joppa Road, Baltimore County, or you can check them out at elegantkd.com. That's elegantkd.com, and tell them that Sean Casey sent you. All right, coming up top of the hour, we're going to take a look at that Baltimore safety meeting in the county last night in Essex. And also we have our MAGA update. The president names what the next targets are going to be in Iran, and the big speech will be previewed coming up Thursday night.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm John Scott. U.S. military reimposed a naval blockade on Iran and intensified its airstrike campaign early Wednesday, hitting an Iranian army barracks. Missile alert warnings went out in Bahrain and Kuwait as they faced incoming Iranian fire, something that's been a daily occurrence, further straining a ceasefire in the war. Jordan also said that it shot down three incoming Iranian missiles. Supreme Court Justices Amy Coney Barrett and Elena Kagan have told lawmakers that a sharp increase in threats targeting justices is encroaching on their personal and family lives. Testifying before a House Appropriations Subcommittee, they say judges and lawmakers alike are facing more threats and are seeking millions of dollars to enhance security.
And those statistics sound abstract, but being on the receiving end of them is not. So I thought I would just share a little bit about how the threats have affected me and my family personally. They have required me to, or my children, to think about and see things that children should not have to see or think about. One example is when threats to my life were particularly intense a few years ago around the time of the Dobbs leak.
That is Justice Barrett. Justice Kagan says it's getting critical.
The Capitol Police Chief recently testified that threats against Congress are up 50% this year. The Supreme Court police expect a smaller but still very substantial 38% annual increase in threats this year, which follows a 25% increase last year. For some of us, those threats have come very close, and all of us live with the knowledge that they may again materialize.
A somber ceremony Tuesday as the sister of the late South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham was sworn in to fill his seat 3 days after his death. Darlene Graham will fill the remaining 6 months of that term. More on these stories from townhall.com.
How many times are you going to walk into that outdated bathroom and think, I really need a bathroom makeover? Stop putting it off and transform your bathroom and your life in as little as one day with a beautiful, affordable shower makeover from Jacuzzi Bath Remodel. Choose from custom designs tailored to your budget and style, including safety-focused features for beauty and peace of mind.
I've had a great experience from start to finish. The crew that came in, they were so professional. This looks like a marble, beautiful, new shower, and it was done all in one day.
Right now, we're waiving all installation costs, plus offering no interest and no payments for up to 1 year. Call now to schedule your free design consultation and quote. Call 800-384-3371. That's 800-384-3371. 800-384-3371. With purchase and installation, financing through third-party lenders subject to credit approval. No interest and no payments if paid in full within 12 months. Charge from purchase date if not paid in full. Not all will qualify. Call dealer for details.
Good morning. You're on Casey & Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a big wreck out in western Maryland. Tractor trailer on its side. Eastbound I-70 at several miles to the west of Interstate 81. Over down to one lane, apparently, eastbound through there at the accident scene. The Old Harbor Tunnel, the back of it, is eased up a little bit. There was a stoppage in the tunnel southbound at 635. It's back to where it's clear now, and the back of it is easing just a bit, but it forced a lot of traffic over into the area of I-95. So now that's Moravia Road, Eastern Avenue, O'Donnell Street, into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. That backup now is 20 to 25 minutes on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, very hot and humid today. Sizzling sunshine with highs in the triple digits and feel-like temperatures closer to 107. Mostly clear and warm tonight as temperatures fall back into the upper 70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
75 degrees in Falston, 74 in Owings Mills. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Westmoore has announced more than $1 billion in awards for affordable rental housing construction. Salisbury is among the locations that will benefit from the programs. More than $18 million in awards from the state's rental financing programs has been allocated to the Village at Mitchell Pond in Salisbury. The project includes the rehabilitation of 68 units that are intended for family housing. And Maryland State Police arrested two Cecil County men after a months-long investigation uncovered an alleged drug trafficking operation involving cocaine and methamphetamine. Police said troopers from the Maryland State Police Criminal Enforcement Division arrested Kevin Purnell Johnson, 42, and Tony Alexander Griffin, 41, both of Cecil County, in connection with what police described as a drug trafficking organization operating in the county. Police said the men are charged with multiple felony drug crimes. The Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 590, the pick 4, 8868. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports with Sean Casey coming up next.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread, and when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary has the morning off. I'm Sean Casey with Stein on Sports, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, where you mention Gary's name, get a $99 AC tune-up special. Again, just mention Gary Stein and Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. All-Star game last night, American League dominates the National League 4-0 in the All-Star game from Philadelphia. Christopher Sanchez along three runs in the first inning, and Yoan Duran gave up the hit while Jesus Luzardo pitched a clean inning. And Kyle Schwarber, Bryce Harper, Brandon Marsh were held hit in the contest. The lone Oriole, Adley Rutschman, 0-for-1 with a ground out in the seventh inning, but did well handling the American League pitchers that in the innings that he caught. 76ers trying to put together a monster deal. ESPN is reporting three of the team's star players are ramping up the pursuit of four-time NBA champion LeBron James. The Wizards have said they've seen enough of their top draft pick to say they won't play another game in the Summer League. A.J. DeBanta scoring 27 and 23 points respectively in his first two games there. Spain heading back to the World Cup final for the first time in almost two decades. They shut out France 2-0 from Arlington. They will meet the winner of England and Argentina. And the Ravens have been named ESPN's 2026 Sports Humanitarian Team of the Year. And that's a look at Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, Memorial Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
410-922-6680 is our number, 1-800-WCVM-680. You can email us at am680 at WCVM.com. Text into the show using the free WCVM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. And coming up in this hour, more concerns about juvenile thugs. Many of them with prior criminal records roaming the streets of Baltimore and surrounding counties. Is Justice Amy Coney Barrett compromised due to threats made against her and other justices? Some compelling evidence has come forward in her testimony yesterday before Congress. But our top story here in this hour, ongoing safety concerns in Baltimore County. Officials continue to tout safety. The homicides are down, nonviolent crimes are down, but you have a tough time convincing some county residents of that. The second of three public safety meetings held last night at Community College of Baltimore in Essex. They include County State's Attorney Scott Schellenberger, who's on his way out, Lisa Gary, Deputy Director with DJS, and Baltimore County Police Chief Robert McCullough. Residents, voters, et cetera, lining up at the microphone. I know our very own Kim Klasick was there. I saw her in line at some point, and I'm sure she'll tell you what question she asked coming up at her show later on this morning. But one man did get up and described a delayed police response after someone had pulled a knife on him.
I had somebody pull a knife on me. Guess where the policeman came from? 20 minutes later. Manor Road. Manor Road. I could have been sliced and diced. Manor Road. Do your job, people. Give these guys the help they need.
Yeah, the help they need to do their job. There's police staffing shortages. We're not recruiting enough police officers into these academies. We're not graduating enough, and that goes for the city as well. Let's face it, police officers have a target on their back, not just from criminals, but from politicians, mostly Democrats, by the way. And that's why it's difficult to recruit them to the jobs. The town hall comes after a recent notable crimes. We have the fatal shooting of the Towson University student murdered last month near Towson Circle. Also, we had the two 13-year-old suspects, one arrested in Owings Mills, the other in Towson, with two armed carjackings over the weekend, both of those with criminal records. 13-year-olds. Imagine that, a 13-year-old already with a criminal record. And again, this was a common refrain at the meeting last night about when are we going to hold the parents accountable?
The juvenile who hit me? Do you want to know his sentence was 90 days home on a monitor? I spent that in a wheelchair. Thank you very much. There's a total lack of accountability for these juveniles, for their parents, and it needs to change.
Yeah. It does need to change, but who's going to change it? You're the one, the voter, and you have an opportunity to begin that change. Again, there's a big election coming up this fall in Baltimore County, Julian Jones versus Pat Dyer. Pat Dyer is a law and order guy. Julian Jones, you know, he's a politician. He'll tell you whatever you want to hear, but then, of course, actions will speak louder than words. Jackie Rudolph was in the hospital after she was assaulted and left in a wheelchair, and she says that her assaulter, the person who attacked her, got off easy.
We need the parents of the children who fall below that age threshold to be held accountable.
Yeah. So you can see that parents are not being held accountable. Ivan Bates has talked about it. He's not doing it. Nobody at the Kathy Klossmeyer's not doing it. The county council's not doing it. Nobody is doing it here in Baltimore County. And Baltimore County Police Chief McCullough says that the laws changed, making it difficult for police officers to enforce the laws and arrest these juvies.
But with the changes in law and the fact that we can no longer hold them accountable the way we used to, it just encourages them to commit more crime and to engage in low-level stuff, and they eventually graduate to some of the things that we see recently with some of the more serious things.
Do we need to see a crackdown from Baltimore County Police?
We continue to work, you know, to plug away effectively and utilize the existing laws to address the problems.
Yeah, just not enough police, though. And you got these teen meetups and teen takeovers that exacerbating the problem now. And then you got the ongoing problems at Towson Town Center. It all just dilutes the police force. 713, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
Construction delays, Harford County, they block a lane. They work during the rush hour, northbound 95 at Route 24 with a rolling back up through there. Nothing major on the Beltway. It's filled in just a bit at Harford Road through Green Spring. The west side is not bad at all. Liberty Road through I-70, and then it's busy from I-70 down to about Frederick Road. JFX, you're clear from Ruxton Road coming into the ramps downtown. About 45 minutes ago, we had a stoppage in the Old Harbor Tunnel, recovering very slowly, but still backed up and slow from the Urban Avenue ramp. And then 95 next door took the hit, took the overflow. 95 south is backed up right around between the ramps of Moravia Road and Eastern Avenue. So 15 to 20 minute delays currently southbound with the lanes open. Some of the data we're looking at right now still shows us doing fine through the Annapolis area between the Bay Bridge, I-97, and up the hill towards Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunshine today, hot, humid, over 100, heat index 107. So dress accordingly and make sure you've been hydrating all week. 78 already in Annapolis, 75 in Ellicott City. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, U.S. Central Command released new video footage from strikes against Iran the fourth night in a row. Again, the latest round of strikes lasted about 7 hours and hit dozens of military targets near the Strait of Hormuz and the Iranian coastal areas. Also, the Bushehr nuclear plant was also targeted as well. And President Trump, in a interview with Fox News' Troy Yingst, talked about some of the targets now and in the near future.
I'll save the energy targets for last, but ultimately we'll hit energy targets, yeah. But we're going to hit them very hard tonight. We're going to hit them very hard tomorrow night. We're going to hit them very hard the night after. And then next week it gets really bad for them, because next week comes the power plants. Next week comes the bridges. We're going to knock out all their power plants. We're going to knock out all their bridges unless they get to the table and negotiate.
Yeah, and not just negotiate, because they've been doing that, for however many days now, a couple of weeks, with no definitive progress. And this, of course, is something that the president said, oil's flowing like never before, thanks to the awesome power of the U.S. military. Special salute to Secretary of War Pete Hegseth, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs Dan Kane, and Admiral Brad Cooper. Because of them and all members of the most powerful military anywhere in the world by far, the Strait of Hormuz is open to all ship traffic except for Iran. That's because of their lying, violent, malicious leadership, which is taking them down the path of total destruction. We will therefore have a full blockade, but only on ships coming to and from Iranian ports or carrying anything having to do with Iranian cargo. And based on highly productive conversations with Middle East leadership, I have decided to replace the 20% U.S. reimbursement fee with trade and investment deals that the various Gulf states will be making into the United States. These will be massive, but it's extraordinarily good for them and their future. So he's reneged on the fee and is going to get investment into the United States instead. By the way, the president was asked yesterday at the press conference what he's going to say when he addresses the nation Thursday night. You can hear it live here on WCBM at 9 p.m., and it has to do with election integrity. Specifically, we're hearing it has to do with what happened in Georgia, and I think he is going to make the claim, I've been told, that both senators from Georgia, John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock, are illegitimate, that they were elected illegitimately. And the big question is, what happens next?
Well, I'd rather save it. It will concern that subject, and we'll have a couple of other things to
say. Why don't you watch them?
But I'd rather save it, but it's really big news. It's really, really big news. And our country has to shape up. But that's what we're going to be talking about Thursday is it doesn't get bigger, because without free and fair elections, you don't have a country. We'll be discussing other things, too. But it's going to be a very big announcement.
Yeah, well, I applaud that, because I've been one that since 3 November of 2020 I've been asking, when are people going to be held accountable? 6 years later, we may get that, and I don't know if that means anybody's going to be doing the perp walk or not, but I certainly hope so. Meanwhile, the best inflation report in modern history came out yesterday. June inflation was even better than it looks. Here's Trump economic advisor Kevin Hassett.
Yeah, it's absolutely the best inflation report we've seen in about 6 years. If you abstract from energy, if you look at the core, it's all the way down year over year to 2.6%, which is just about where the Fed expects it to be. And it's not just energy prices going down. Like, if you look at the micro stories, if you zoom in, then you see things like auto insurance costs are way down, in part because law enforcement has picked up, there aren't so many people having their cars stolen and so on because of bringing order to the streets. We see food prices doing a great job. Tomato prices down 10%. Across the board, drug prices, the biggest decline in drug prices ever, all the way back to World War II, because of President Trump's policies to make America the most favored nation. And so, energy prices have come down a lot, but everything else is going down, too. And I think that's why, if you look at Bloomberg, they surveyed 67 economists, and 67 economists got it wrong because they didn't understand that it wasn't just about energy. It's about all these other things that President Trump is doing to cut costs.
Yeah, and wealthy investor and podcast host Chamath Palihapitiya is an investor who manages a portfolio worth billions of dollars. He also co-hosts All In with David Sacks, Trump's Bitcoin czar. But he said the media and many people got it wrong about Trump.
The reality is that most of us were lied to by the media about President Trump. And if you just go back to the source material, you should take away two things. One, he didn't say half the things he said. And two, why did these other people just fabricate what they wanted to say so that they could essentially assassinate his character? I think that that second thing is completely unacceptable in America. And there's still been no repercussions, really. I took the time to learn about it. I admitted where, the way that I met him was I admitted on the pod, which, has millions of viewers. And I said, I got it totally wrong. Because I went and I watched Charlottesville. And the first person to call me?
Who was it?
President Trump. And I got to know him. And I put the phone down. I called my wife and I said, we got it totally, totally wrong. We were lied to. And then I got to know him. And he is fantastic.
That's what happens when the state-run drive-by media gets something going and runs with it and just completely tried to smear President Trump. So it's now all coming out. 542 days into the new golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
Coming up next, what can be done in Baltimore County and elsewhere for that matter in reining in this juvenile thug behavior? Listening to Casey and Company.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor. Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
Hey, everybody.
everyone. Kim Klasick here. I'm inviting you to join me for the second annual Putting Social on August 20th from 5 to 8 p.m. at Turf Valley Resort.
Oh, yeah!
This is not your average golf outing. It's a fun, casual five-hole putting challenge with delicious hors d'oeuvres and a cash bar.
Shirley, you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Come out and compete or just enjoy the vibe with friends and new faces. Here's where it gets exciting.
Yes! Dude, I am totally stoked.
The top five scorers from the opening round will join me for a long-distance, one-hole championship putt. The player closest to the pin wins the grand prize, which is a private round of golf with me and three guests, including green fees and cart.
Oh, yeah, baby!
Tickets are just $40. Get yours today at WCBM.com, and I'll see you out on the green at Turf Valley Resort.
Casey and Company mornings, Kim Klasick at 9, Rob Carson at noon, and Sean Hannity at 3. And we're just getting started.
What?
Talk Radio 680 AM at 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:23, traffic and weather on the 3s. Now with the update, here's the King, Lug Nuts Johnson.
Morning, back up right now at the top of the hill, I-97 southbound, headed to Annapolis, coming down from the Gambrels and Odenton, and also from Millersville, but it's a speed reduction there. Gets better after the bridge at 178. We're looking at you live right here at the Severn River Bridge, and the pace is good, very good right now, westbound from there through Parole, and then over towards I-97, the Bay Bridge right now, no problems either east or westbound. Out in the western part of the state, tractor trailer on its side blocks the right lane eastbound on I-70 with a backup to the west of the big interchange there at Interstate 81. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, sunny, hot, humid, 100 today, heat index 107. Yeah, so it's going to be a hot one, as you have heard by now. Right now, we're looking at 75 degrees in Severn, 78 in Parkville. So the question really is, since they're holding these, I think the next big town hall meeting in Baltimore County is going to be next Wednesday, the 22nd, at the Randallstown Community Center. So we'll see. Again, are these performative town halls where they just go out and say, okay, we heard you, and then they go back into their agencies and what have you, and do nothing. I mean, it's, you know, again, or these could be productive meetings. I'm hoping for the latter. I really do. But until there is some movement, legislation, as I said, at the state level, the last 3 years, we've had horrific bills passed that enable juvenile thuggery, like the Juvenile Justice Reform Act, like the Child Interrogation Protection Act, like the Youth Charging Reform Act. All of them aid and abet juveniles in their behavior. Coming up at the end of the hour, we'll get to some of these prior histories and criminal records of these juveniles, some as young as 13 years of age. So what should be done? Well, you need the leadership. And so far right now, Kathy Klossmeyer, when you can find her, has all the leadership skills of a caboose, number one. Number two, we need leadership at the county council level. And so far, I've not seen any leadership from the Julian Joneses and the Izzy Patokas of the world. And we'll have to wait and see what happens. You can change the leadership. You can certainly do that this fall with a different approach. Electing another Democrat in this county is going to give you the same results over and over and over again. I'm sorry. That's the way I see it. And that's why I think Pat Dyer should be given an opportunity to show what a Republican can do. Can't do any worse, that's for sure. And I guess why it's important that we stop a supermajority at the Baltimore County Council level. You got Nino Mangione running in District 5. You have Tim Fazenbaker running in District 9. And then you got David Marks running for re-election there as well. So you got to make sure they don't have a supermajority. But here's what we need. We need a curfew in the county. I remember when I was 14 years old, I had to get a work permit. It was in Prince George's County at the time. And I had to get a work permit, which I did, and in order to go to work. And I had to have someone drive me to work because I couldn't drive till I was 16. And so I remember my first job was working at a carryout in Lanham in Prince George's County. Again, I think we need to have work permits so that those teenagers that are actually productive, that are working, that may be saving for college or supplementing their families or whatever, that they're able to work and outside of the curfew. If you're not working, certain teenagers at certain ages should have no business being out at all hours of the night. And that should be something that should be countywide. I think we need to hold the parents accountable for their children if they're out after curfew. We can do it a number of different ways. We can, as some have suggested, we can charge criminally with child abuse, child neglect. We can charge civilly with some kind of fines or citations. Or you can deny benefits if there are benefits that can be denied. I think we got to stop with this protecting juvenile identities. I think they have to be named and shamed. I don't know what's happened to the concept of shame, but it's completely gone AWOL in our society these days. It used to be, if you brought shame to your family name, you did everything you could to avoid that. And that's something that is not being done. And then we need to talk about, first offense. It's time in that first offense where you get their attention, not on the third, fourth, or fifth offense. And this idea they slap them on an ankle monitor, and who the heck is watching them? Well, we don't know. So any number of things. We can talk about hard labor. We can talk about making them clean up toilets in the public high schools and public elementary schools. Make them work. Make them work and think about what they have done in wronging the community. These are just some of the suggestions I've heard, and see if you have any additional ones on top of that. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. If you are a backyard griller like I am, again, that is sort of like your backyard paradise. And right now, if your grill needs to be replaced or if you're looking to upgrade, Town Appliance is exactly where you need to go. They've extended their 4th of July biggest sale event of the year, with incredible grills like Heston, Weber, Coyote, XO, and Lennox. Everything you need to build your ultimate backyard oasis. Town Appliance, over 70 top brands, and both mayors will help you find the perfect fit for your backyard and for your budget. Ask about their flexible financing options as well. Make Town Appliance your grilling headquarters. TownAppliance.com for more information. 7:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Maryland State Police arrested two Cecil County men after a months-long investigation uncovered an alleged drug trafficking operation involving cocaine and methamphetamine. Police said troopers from the Maryland State Police Criminal Enforcement Division arrested Kevin Purnell Johnson, 42, and Tony Alexander Griffin, 41, both of Cecil County, in connection with what police described as a drug trafficking organization operating in the county. Police said the men are charged with multiple felony drug crimes. And police are investigating a double shooting that left a 19-year-old dead and an 18-year-old critically injured on Tuesday afternoon in Baltimore's Mosher neighborhood. On July 14th, around 3:20 p.m., officers were called to the 2800 block of West Landvale Street in West Baltimore for a reported shooting. There, officers found a 19-year-old man and an 18-year-old man, both suffering from several gunshot wounds. Authorities said the victims were taken to a local hospital where the 19-year-old was pronounced dead. The other victim is listed in critical condition. And one person was hospitalized Tuesday evening after a car crashed into a Randallstown pawn shop, according to fire officials. On July 14th, crews were called to Gold Trading Center 3, located at 8702 Liberty Road and near the Liberty Court Shopping Center, for a report of a vehicle into a building. Two people were rescued, officials said. One victim was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. And the two 13-year-olds who were arrested in connection with two separate armed carjackings in Baltimore County have had prior contact with the juvenile justice system, prosecutors say. The carjackings took place over the weekend, one in Owings Mills, the other in Towson. The incidents have sparked concern among area residents who say violent crime involving young offenders feels like it's becoming more common. 7:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, in times like these, with market swings, tax uncertainty, constant headlines, having a clear retirement strategy matters more than ever. Now, you've worked very hard to build your savings. The next step is making sure that your plan is built to protect what you have and support the future that you want. That's why I recommend to you Paresh Shaw and Shamik Shaw, with Safe Retirement Solutions. Haresh and Shamik are financial educators and trusted radio hosts right here on WCBM. They work with individuals and families to create retirement strategies that are designed around long-term security, clarity, and peace of mind. If you'd like a second opinion on your retirement plan, call Safe Retirement Solutions today. It's 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. You can schedule an in-person or Zoom meeting. Again, 410-266-1120, or just go to pearshaw.com.
It's 7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
One lane of the construction zone is backing us up northbound 95 at Route 24 in Harford County. Slowing there, it's a rolling delay, but it's definitely backed up northbound 76-mile marker through there. And now both the harbor tunnels have stretched out their delays, 25-minute delays now, both on 95 and 895 southbound. With the lanes open, we're backed up beyond Pulaski Highway on 895 and backed up to Moravia Road on 95 southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, very hot and humid today. Sizzling sunshine with highs in the triple digits and feel-like temperatures closer to 107. Mostly clear and warm tonight as temperatures fall back into the upper 70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary's off this morning. I'm Sean Casey with Stein on sports. Well, for the first time in a while, American League pitchers dominate National League hitters in the Midsummer Classic, shutting out the National League 4-0 in the All-Star Game from the City of Brotherly Love. Orioles' Adley Rutschman, his third Major League All-Star nod, went 0-for-1 with a ground out to seventh, but handled himself well behind the plate. Meanwhile, all the big guns, Kyle Schwarber, Bryce Harper, Brandon Marsh, C.J. Abrams, James Wood, all failed to record a hit in the Classic as AL pitching dominated. As to Rutschman, he talks about his contract extension talks during his media availability day at Citizen Park this week. Said he would like to sign a long-term extension with the Birds. Quote, I love the staff. I love all the guys. I love the players, the front office, down to all the guys. I've had a phenomenal experience so far in Baltimore. It's been great for me. You never know what's going to happen, but I love Baltimore. End of quote. We'll see if the front office loves Adley Rutschman or not. World Cup action. Spain heading back to the World Cup final for the first time in almost two decades. They shut out France 2-0 yesterday. Meanwhile, all eyes are on Lionel Messi's Argentina squad as the semifinals wrap up from Atlanta on Wednesday. Defending champs will try to take down Harry Kane and his English boys. And isn't that an interesting contradiction there? You've got Argentina and the Falkland Islands versus England in that semifinal. Ravens have been named ESPN's top sports humanitarian team of the year, the annual award presented Tuesday night in New York City. The Wizards have seen enough from their top draft pick. They're shutting down A.J. DeBonsa. He will not play another game in the NBA Summer League from Las Vegas. The former BYU star scored 27 points in his debut, followed up with 23 points in the second game. Washington also shut down Will Riley and Trey Johnson for the rest of the exhibition slate. And that is a look at Stein on Sports.
WCBM Baltimore.
Contractor Sean Casey here. When a kitchen or remodeling project gets held up, it costs you time and money. That's why contractors should know Mike and the team at Elegant Kitchen and Design in Baltimore County. They help keep projects moving with fast turnaround, competitive pricing, and quality cabinets and countertops, from cabinets to granite, quartz, and quartzite. They can help you stay on schedule. Stop by their Baltimore County showroom or go to ElegantKD.com. That's ElegantKD.com. And tell Mike and the team Sean Casey sent you.
Now back to Casey and Company in the morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
By the way, if you want to play Choose Your Fake News, now will be the time to give us a call and reserve your spot. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680wcbm.com, but not for the game. That's a whole separate issue. If you just want to weigh in on the topics, you can do that. All right, you'll remember there was an assassination attempt on Justice Brett Kavanaugh just several years ago. And Supreme Court Justices Amy Coney Barrett and Elena Kagan yesterday testified before the House Appropriations Subcommittee on the threats that Supreme Court justices face, and specifically her and Kagan. But Cody Barrett detailed the chilling threats her family have faced following the Roe Wade draft opinion leak. That was the Dobbs decision. Here's what she said yesterday.
So I thought I would just share a little bit about how the threats have affected me and my family personally. They have required me to, my children, to think about and see things that children should not have to see or think about. One example is when threats to my life were particularly intense a few years ago around the time of the Dobbs leak. My security detail sent me home with a bulletproof vest, and I carried it into my house, put it into my bedroom, dropped it down on a table, turned around, and my 12-year-old son was standing in the doorway of my bedroom. And he wanted to know what it was and why I had it. And I didn't know how to respond because maybe I lack imagination, but I didn't expect that performing this service was going to put me in the position of explaining to my children what a bulletproof vest was and why I had to wear one. It's also been reported in the news that roughly 6 weeks ago, I was the victim of a swatting incident. At that point, one of my teenage sons opened the door to go out with friends and saw in our street, it was full of police cars, who had responded to a false report of gunshots and raised voices in my home. I was very, very grateful that I had Supreme Court police outside my home because they were able to stop and meet with and explain to the county police that it had been a false alarm, and so the police did not actually attempt to enter our home. Many of us, me included, have received threatening anonymous deliveries designed to intimidate and harass us. They are often sent in the name of Judge Salas's son, who I think, as you mentioned in the beginning, Mr. Chairman, is deceased because he was killed by a disgruntled lawyer who showed up at Judge Salas's home intending to kill her, but her son, 20 years old at the time, opened the door and took the bullet instead. Her husband, standing behind, was seriously injured. So I think the message on these deliveries being sent in his name is clear. As Justice Kagan said, federal judges across the country, throughout the judiciary, including the Supreme Court, continue to do their jobs without fear or favor, but the threat level is really high.
Yeah, and that is outrageous, and that is most unfortunate that judges and justices aren't able to adjudicate or rule without these threats. That being said, that this is the times in which we live, again, and it's sad. We do know the swatting thing is a tactic of the violent left. We do know that Justice Kavanaugh, there was an assassination plot against him in outside his Maryland home. And now you just heard from Justice Amy Coney Barrett about having to wear bulletproof vests and being the victim of swatting and so on and so forth. I do want to point out one thing that prior to the Dobbs decision, which, by the way, they've never found the person that leaked it. So they're really serious about security at the Supreme Court, aren't they? That is laughable. Prior to that, in 2021, she ruled, consistent with conservatives and originalists, 81% of the time. 81%. Post-Dobbs, Amy Coney Barrett in 2022, 59%. In 2023, 57%. And in 2024, 50%. So, again, it could be the way the cases fell. It could also be that she is compromised. She is in fear of ruling, especially in these high-profile cases, like birthright citizenship, like Dobbs and so on and so forth. She is afraid of ruling against the left because of threats to her life. And that is horrifying. She has children. But that goes with the territory, and if you are not able to put that aside and deal with that environment, then you should not be on the Supreme Court of the United States. And I think the data is pretty compelling. We'd have to go back and crunch the case by case and see. Yeah, but again, I think overall that trend is very disturbing. 81% pre-Dobbs, and now it's down to 50% post-Dobbs. And I don't have 2025 or 26 rulings as of yet. I would imagine they're pretty comparable. Something happened to Justice Amy Coney Barrett. in which she, I believe, now is afraid to make certain opinions based on threats to her life and to her family. And I think she should probably, if that's the case, she should step down. She should resign and put her family first and the country first. If you're afraid to make a ruling that's going to be celebrated by the right and denounced by the left, then that your judicial temperament is not working properly. You need to reconsider things. Just throwing it out there. Get your thoughts as well. 410-922-6680. By the way, we're still looking for a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. Give us a spot right now. You get to match wits with Kristen, Maggie, and Chuck, or 1-800-922-6680. But you do have to call now. 743, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
And brought to you as a service, Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex, to back up on 895. Moved in just a bit. It went from Pulaski Highway to Erdman Avenue, about a quarter mile. A little better than it was. It's slow. We had problems about an hour ago southbound in the old Harbor Tunnel. Never really recovered, so we're still backed up. It's at least a 20-minute delay southbound from the very beginning of that delay all the way to the toll plaza at Child Street, and then the overflow traffic went next door to the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and 95 is backed up. Again, it's moved down a little bit, but basically Moravia Road, Eastern Avenue, and into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The good news is today, at least so far, no problems on 95 at Camden Yards. Southbound is clear. Traffic northbound from the Beltway coming up towards 395, also with the lanes clear. Summer driving can be hard on your vehicle, so let Bernie's Automotive keep you safely on the road with a complete system checkup. Stop by, see Bernie, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
525 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be sunny and hot today. Humid, 100 degrees, and just not hot enough for Maggie Hunter. It's going to go to 107. She was hoping 110 today, but apparently 107, you'll have to settle for that. Maggie.
Hey, beggars can't be choosers.
That's right. Right now, 77 in Reisterstown and 77 in Severn. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. We got WCBM merchandise today, including Maggie Hunter's baby pool. I'll put that.
There's got a hole in it, but hey, you know.
Yeah, duct tape. You heard of duct tape?
Sure.
Just plug it up. You know?
Flag it.
And. You'll be back in business.
Plug it up.
Get the hose. Insert the hose.
Flag it.
And valve A. Yeah. Flag it.
All right. Easy instructions. Should work very just like that. Chuck will show you how to do it.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, man.
Back when he had a hot tub many moons ago.
Moons. Many moons. Do you?
There are many moons in that hot tub. All right. Our contestant today is Stephanie in Sykesville. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
You want to go first, second, third, or last?
Last, of course.
All right. Here's your stories. Good luck to you. Story number one, for the first time in 5 years, Nigel is the top baby name in England and Wales, supplanting Mohammed. Mohammed was the most popular name in England for the last 4 years, but now Nigel has replaced it.
I say.
Story two, a man in New York is recovering after he was attacked by a beaver while swimming in Lake George. Brandon Shortsleeve was in the water with his brother and friend when the beaver started attacking him. Apparently, animal experts believe that the beaver may have been in heat and was...
All right. Let that go.
Just say.
Just let that go by.
And story number three, a disturbing new national poll shows Generation Z largely ignorant of basic American history and civics. Apparently, two-thirds of Generation Z polled did not know what America 250 commemorates. 66% identified George Washington as the nation's first president. 34% could not. Even more alarming, 61% of Americans under the age of 30 did not know with the nation's 250th anniversary commemorated. Only 39% knew as a Declaration of Independence.
Am I allowed to ask just one little question before we proceed?
Oh, you're getting pushy now.
Z. No, I just want to get my bit. Yeah. Z is how old? What is Generation Z?
Under 30. Under the age of 30.
That's for the millennials.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Thank you, Stephanie.
By the way, there's good news for you, Meg. I've been told by the official statistician here that you're now in the lead for this quarter. That you're number one. Yeah.
Well,
so, what happened to Chuck?
Put that in your baby pool and fill it. All right, let's
paid off.
Get Ripped going off. Here. All right, Maggie, we'll start with you since you're the on fuego here today.
Okay, well, I'm going to go with story number one as a fake.
All right.
Because beavers can be darn mean.
Well, story number one is the baby name in England.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're saying you believe number two, but number one is the fake news.
Number one's a fakey, yep.
Okay. Maggie votes for one. Kristen?
I think that one could be true, and I hope it's true. Maybe it's after Nigel Farage, who I hope is still the PM of Britain one day, since he led Brexit. And I think the beaver story is true. I'm going to go with number three. I think Gen Z is ignorant, both their fault and their education system failing them, but I'm not sure if it's quite that high.
All right. Chuck?
Ignorant.
You're ignorant, hon.
I'm going to go with the beaver.
Flag it.
Hey, Wally.
All right, Chuck votes for story two.
I don't care whether it's right or wrong. I just wanted to say it.
Stephanie. What do you say, Stephanie?
For me, unfortunately, I think three might be true, unfortunately. So I'm going to go with one. I don't think it was Muhammad. I think that's the wrong part.
All right, Stephanie, you're well-read and informed because story number one is fake because Muhammad is still number one in England.
Yes!
So Maggie and Stephanie are the winners today.
Woo-hoo!
Congratulations on pushing a whole tie ahead to get your prize. And you're just
I had more fun.
You're just hot right now.
Oh, I'm hot.
You are.
I'm smoking.
When the weather got hot, you started to heat up.
My brain works better in heat.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
We're going to have a good time at the party this year.
Yeah, we really are. The outtakes are going to be off the charts.
It's all going to be her.
No.
Maggie's greatest hits.
Not available in stores.
Oh, hits.
Yes. Oh. I was careful to enunciate.
I got you, Mr. Casey.
Thank you very much.
I knocked my headphones off, but that's all right.
7:50, 10 before the hour, you're listening to Casey and Company.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Brian, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
7:52, 8 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock here on KC and Company, Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County. Coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to meet Justin Sherlock. He's running for Anne Arundel County Council as the Republicans try to take back the council down in Anne Arundel County. Communism is still on the march. We've got some examples to share with you. And they're starting in small towns and working their way up through school boards and county councils and things of that nature. But New York City, as you know, they have now got three Democrat socialists running for Congress there. And persecutor Jack Smith has spied on 44 members of Congress. We'll tell you all about that in just a second. 7:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the King, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
There's a new minor wreck, Dorsey Road, in the area just around the area Meadow Ridge Road and Route 1. So we're trying to get a confirmation on that. But in the meantime, it looks like it is minor. Your morning backup is there, I-97 southbound at Route 32 heading into Annapolis. It's only right there. It gets better after the bridge at 178. Pretty typical ride on the Beltway this morning. JFX is still clear from Ruxton Road into the ramps downtown, and we're sitting at about 20-minute delays currently southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast sunshine and heat and humidity today over 100 degrees. Heat index will make it feel like 107. Tomorrow, sunshine, upper 90s, chance for a stray shower and or storms for tomorrow. Right now, 79 in Bel Air, 79 in Dundalk. Let's get to the phones here. Brian is in Elk Ridge. Hello, Brian.
Hey, good morning, guys. Just want to make a comment on Amy Coney Barrett. I too, like you guys, I believe she is compromised, and I've thought that for a while. And even if she's not, she's definitely turned more liberal in her opinions over the past couple of years since, I think it was 2017 when she was appointed. But I think she should step down, but I don't think she will, basically for two reasons. Number one, this is a lifetime appointment. She has job security for as long as she wants that. So she'll always have an income. She'll always have that coming in. But according to her testimony, and even more importantly, she needs physical security. And I'm assuming if she steps down, she's going to lose that physical security. And these radical lunatics, they have long memories. They're going to remember that Dodge decision. So I think she feels that she's going to be even more physically compromised if she does step down.
Yeah, well, that's why they were asking for $20 million more additional spending on security for the Supreme Court justices, because they don't think they're secure enough. That's why they were that right. Rare testimony yesterday. I think you have a fair point. It's a valid point. And I think you may be right that the left has a memory here and may come after her anyway. But I think if you look at the data, it really, she is compromised. And I think that, if a justice retires or resigns or unfortunately passes away, then certainly the president could name a replacement. And this time I would hope that President Trump would consult with Justice Alito and Justice Thomas as to who might be the best choice and not the Federalist Society. But that's a good point, Brian. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate that. Gary in Kingsville. Good morning, Gary.
Hey, Sean. Two quick questions, maybe a third. First off, in that hearing with Justice Barrett, did anyone bring up the change in her record since Dobbs? Did anyone even bring that up at all?
I didn't hear all of it. I just saw some of the hearing, so I can't answer that. I would hope that that would have been a part of the hearing, but again, as I said, I have the data in front of me, and I'm sure somebody else in Congress would have had it as well.
Well, just because they got it doesn't mean that they're going to bring it up. They got these stupid politeness policies about it. Well, for instance, did anyone bring up Chuck Schumer's talk outside of the Supreme Court?
Not to my knowledge.
See, so this information's out there, but no one brings it up in a setting where maybe, for instance, I don't want to put a threat on Amy Coney Barrett, but if you bring that sort of thing about her decisions up, if you bring that sort of thing up about what happens if she steps down, well, then you let her know that we're watching, that we know what's going on, and that maybe that will affect future decisions.
Again, that's a legitimate point. If you bring it up, and hey, we understand that. Look, you have had issues here post-Dobbs, and it's concerning. And, you know, I don't know if they would ask her directly if she's afraid for her life, and that's the reason why she's never going to admit to that. Yeah, here's the thing about Amy Coney Barrett. She was a professor. She wasn't a working judge when she was nominated. So I think there were many more qualified conservative female judges working. I think one was from Arizona, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I recall.
Yeah. But she was a professor, so I don't know. You can thank Mitch McConnell and Leonard Leo for that horrific appointment.
Well, Donald is the guy in charge. He's the one that makes them, and there have been a couple that I'm sure he regrets now.
Yeah, I think
will he learn?
Yeah, I think he will. I think he has learned. I think he certainly has learned.
I hope so.
All right, Gary, thanks so much. Some great questions there. And again, two 13-year-olds accused in an armed carjacking had prior contact with the juvenile justice system, according to prosecutors, over the weekend. And five juveniles, including a 14-year-old charged with assault in Fells Point, according to the BPD. Some of them had prior run-ins. That should not surprise you. Again, the 14-year-old had prior arrests there. So these are 13 and 14-year-olds now that are getting rearrested with priors. That's how bad our problem is here in Maryland. Vinny Steele is your home sold guarantee realty company. Vinny's going to sell your home for the asking price that you want and the time frame that you need. He's got all sorts of programs to do that to help you. The biggest one is the database of 12 to 13,000 buyers that are ready, willing, and able to purchase your home right now today. There's the sell your home, stay in your home program that works up to 12 months. There's the trade in your home program, much like you would a vehicle. Vinny's got all the details. And then there's the fix it program, where if your home needs repair, Vinny will find the contractors, they'll perform the repairs, and you'll subtract the cost of those repairs at settlement. One of many things that Vinny does to make sure that your home does sell. Once you sign on the dotted line, and with Vinny Steele, your home is sold guaranteed. 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. Tell them I told you to call, or you can go online at vinnysteele.com. Coming up next, Justin Sherlock, running for Anne Arundel County Council, is our guest.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm John Scott. The U.S. has imposed a naval blockade on Iran and intensified its airstrike campaign in retaliation for Tehran's attacks on ships trying to pass through the Strait of Hormuz. Iranian officials said the American strikes Wednesday hit an Iranian army barracks, killing at least seven troops. Adding further pressure on Tehran, the U.S. Treasury Department issuing fresh sanctions against Iran. A call for more protection amid dangerous times for judges around the country. Bob Agnew has more.
Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett has told lawmakers that a sharp increase in threats targeting her and other justices is increasingly encroaching on their personal and family lives. Barrett, along with liberal Justice Elena Kagan, testified to Congress on Tuesday, a rare event for members of the high court. With violence and intimidation on the rise nationwide, the justices are seeking millions of dollars to enhance security to help keep judges safe across the country. Bob Agner reporting.
In health news, Michigan officials eyeing lettuce as a possible cause to a large cyclospora outbreak. Correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
2026 is already the nation's worst year for reported cases. More than 30 states have reported infections. Michigan has more than 3,300 cases. Officials there say early information points to lettuce or salad greens as a possible culprit. Michigan officials advise consumers to buy whole heads of lettuce, discard the outer layers, and thoroughly wash what's left. They also suggest avoiding bagged lettuce and pre-mixed salad kits. Cyclospora is a microscopic parasite that commonly causes watery diarrhea. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Heavy downpours in South Texas washed out highways and stranded motorists Tuesday. Forecasters warned that a threat of more severe weather could bring dangerous flooding. Governor Greg Abbott declared a disaster. More from townhall.com.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Christian Healthcare Ministries is not another health insurance policy. If you're tired of year-long contracts and pointless restrictions, CHM offers anytime enrollment on your schedule and at your convenience. With CHM, you're paying half the cost of a traditional health insurance plan. So that puts more money back into your budget for everyday needs. Plus, you'll have access to CHM's care solutions for virtual appointments, prescription savings, surgery support, and more. My family and I joined in 2018, and it's changed our lives for the better. We love paying way less while helping other believers afford their medical bills. Take the leap of faith and see why Christians across the nation are better with CHM.
Get started by calling 1-833-JOIN-CHM and use promo code WELLNESS for a 50% credit towards your first month. That's 1-833-JOIN-CHM and use promo code WELLNESS.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, heads up in Rosedale. There's a report of an accident, and one report said it might be a cement truck that was on its side. I haven't seen it yet. Westbound Pulaski Highway right at the ramp at the Beltway. So that ramp's a little bit sharp right there. We'll see if we can get State Highway to turn the camera just a bit and see if we can actually see that wreck. It's not on the Beltway, but apparently on Pulaski Highway on the westbound side. West Baltimore, new minor wreck there. Franklin Street at Warwick Avenue. Everybody's good this morning on the JFX. Still running clear from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. Going to have delays with heavy traffic south going into both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, very hot and humid today. Sizzling sunshine with highs in the triple digits and feel like temperatures closer to 107. Mostly clear and warm tonight as temperatures fall back into the upper 70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
73 degrees in Hampstead, 79 at the Kent Narrows at 804. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. At least five juveniles were arrested in Fells Point this past weekend, Baltimore police confirmed to Fox 45 News. According to the BPD, four teenage boys were arrested following a fight near Broadway Market. The police said the juveniles ages 14, 15, 15, and 17 are each facing a second-degree assault charge. In another incident, the police said a 17-year-old girl was arrested after she reportedly spat in an officer's face after being told to leave the area. Police said she, too, is charged with second-degree assault. And apparently, Wes Moore received help from an appointed California senator with close ties to former Vice President Kamala Harris while he pursued a Bronze Star nearly two decades after his deployment to Afghanistan, according to records obtained by Spotlight on Maryland and a retired Army colonel leading the investigation. The congressional request did not come from either of Maryland's two Democratic U.S. senators or any of the state's seven Democratic House members. Instead, then-Senator LaFonza Butler, a California Democrat, wrote to the Army Secretary on Moore's behalf on November 12, 2024. The winning Maryland lottery number pick 3 was 590. The pick 4, 8868. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hi, Sean Casey with Vinny Steele, owner of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Vinny, you were telling me about some of the success your customers are having with your Fix It to Sell program.
Yeah, Sean, it's an absolute game changer. We just helped the Martinez family who needed to sell their mother's home in order to help fund her retirement, so getting every dollar possible was very important. They had a quote from a contractor. They were planning on doing significant renovations to the home. I was able to cut out parts of the bid that would not yield a good return, use my own contractors for less than half of the original bid. We managed all the contractors and timelines for a stress-free experience. And Sean, we just went under contract in 4 days for 100% of list price, which was the highest ever sold in that community.
Well, it doesn't get much better than that. If you want to get the most money possible, call or text my good friend Vinny Steele at 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. Or visit VinnySteele.com. That's VinnySteele.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And Gary has morning off. Steinhold Sports brought to you by Farnan and Dermer. The Comfort Guys, mention Gary's name and get $99 tune-up for your AC unit. Well, the Midsummer Classic held last night. American League dominating, shutting out the National League 4-0 in the All-Star game. All the big guns, Bryce Harper, Kyle Schwarber, Brandon Marsh, C.J. Abrams, James Wood, all held hitless. As was Orioles catcher Adley Rutschman. He went 0-for-1 with a ground out in the seventh, but did manage to handle the pitchers rather well last night. He also talked about he loves Baltimore, would love to return, but he'll see what happens as they discuss his upcoming extension. 76ers trying to create a monster. ESPN reports three of the team's star players ramping up pursuit of four-time NBA champion LeBron James. The Wizards have shut down their number one draft pick, A.J. DeBonsa. He will not play in another summer league game. Former BYU stars scored 27 points in his first game and 23 in his second game. And the Wizards are just taking a precautionary measure. Spain blank France in the World Cup 2-0. They'll face the winner of Argentina and England. And the Ravens were named ESPN's Sports Humanitarian Team of the Year, the annual award presented last night in New York City. And that's a look at Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys, and they're my guys.
From Dundalk to the Boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
All right, on our ongoing Meet the Candidates, as we head into a very important gubernatorial election year, it's a midterm congressional year, and a lot of the local races we're trying to spotlight as well, scoreboard, county council, whatever. The Anne Arundel County first district in the county council has been a swing district for years. Again, it is time that some people would like to reclaim it for the Republicans. Joining us right now on our Newsmaker Hotline is Justin Sherlock, newcomer to the political scene, running in District 1 for Anne Arundel County Council. Justin, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. I'm very excited to be here.
It is our pleasure. So what made you decide to get off the bench here and throw your hat into the ring and get involved in politics at the county council level?
You know, it's a great question. I've lived in Anne Arundel County all my life. You know, I grew up in Annapolis. My father served in the fire department. He was the chief for 17 years. He served under five different mayors. So public service has kind of been in my blood. And then, you know, you take a look at things and you see people leaving Maryland. You see costs going up. And, you know, my family lives here. My wife's family lives here. Our life is here. So I decided it was either time to step up or shut up. So I got involved.
Yeah. And I applaud you for that because a lot of people would just kind of look the other way. And you've obviously have seen enough and are not wanting to tolerate any more of the wasteful spending and so on and so forth. So what do you see as the immediate needs of people in District 1 of Anne Arundel County?
That's a great question. And really, District 1, here's the funny thing, Sean. When I told people I was running, I announced it on Facebook, and there were people that were like, oh, I'm going to vote for you. I was like, well, you live in Edgewater. You can't vote for me, right? So District 1 makes up the communities of Brooklyn Park, Linthicum, Jessup, Hanover, Severn, and in Ferndale, which is that little sliver of Glen Burnie right there. And each community has some different needs. And as far as Brooklyn Park goes, that's a community that really needs a lot of investment. There's a lot of pride in that neighborhood, but they need attention and they need some accountability. As far as Linthicum and Hanover, Severn and Jessup go, there's really a big outcry about the overdevelopment that continues to go. And really, I think the people across the board, they need somebody who's just going to listen to them, right? I think that's one of the biggest things
things that people in government have forgotten is that we need to listen to our to the people that live here, right? Who do you want to define your neighborhood? Do you want it to be some state agency? Do you want it to be a developer? Or should it be the people that live and work in this community? And that's what I believe, and that's, you know, again, one of the reasons I'm running.
Now, one of the concerns that I hear Brooklyn Park folk talk about is it's a food desert. They really don't have a lot of places to go to shop for groceries. How would you change that?
Well, so again, Brooklyn Park, Brooklyn Park, I'm going to say it doesn't need saving, but it needs investment, and it needs attention, and it needs a long-term financial plan. So really, as it relates to the grocery store, I believe that it can be done. I think you have to bring in a grocer who, through lowering the financial risk to them, right? But first of all, there's some things that need to happen. You need to stabilize the area. Increased lighting, clean up vacant properties, the other part is policing. So there's not just a one fix that's going to solve all the problems for Brooklyn Park, but I believe a long-term planning solution will work, and bringing in public safety, taking care of absentee landlords, and fixing quality of life issues like illegal dumping and nuisance properties. I think all these things will be effective, and then bringing in a partner in a grocery store will work.
Yeah, and just a second, we're going to ask you about, again, it's happening in Baltimore County, Anne Arundel, other counties, is this problem with juvenile crime. So we'll ask you about that, what thoughts you have and solutions on that. Coming up with Justin Sherlock, he's running.
Yep.
And Anne Arundel County Council, District 1, and stick with us, Justin. We have pause for traffic right now, 8:13. Traffic weather on the threes now with the update. Here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, it's just, like we said, it's an overturned vehicle here. It's a concrete truck, I assume. A cement mixer westbound on Route 40, Pulaski Highway, the ramp that would take you to the outer loop of the Beltway. Took the ramp a little quickly there and turned over. So now we have concrete, we have fuel on the roadway, we have oil, and now they're calling it a hazmat situation. So the ramp is completely closed on Route 40 to the outer loop. I would think if you were going to take that ramp, you can take Ross. Oh, there they come down.
Yeah, they're finally after you. They finally caught up with you, Chuck.
Indiana wants you. Lord, I can't go back there. 92 star. Flashbacks. Westbound Pulaski Highway. I would make the turn onto Rossville Boulevard and then go over to Philadelphia Road to the Beltway. That's the only way you're going to get around that. And this is going to be here for a while with a hazmat situation on that ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with Traffic and Weather on the Threes on Talk Radio 680 WCEBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Sunny, hot, and humid today. Over 100. Heat index at 107. That's going to be with us next couple of days. Maybe a thunderstorm tomorrow might cool things down just a tad. But it is going to be hot, so be forewarned. Right now, we're looking at, it's already 80 in Owings Mills, 81 in Annapolis, and Justin Sherlock running for District 1, Anne Arundel County Council. So can a councilman, what kind of, obviously the county executive is important here, but what can a county council do to address the problem of juvenile crime in the county, Justin?
That's a great question, and many of the laws that have been passed come from Annapolis in the state legislature. So as a county council person, there's not a lot that we can't do. We can't rewrite Maryland juvenile laws from a county council seat, but in Anne Arundel County, we can do things within our authority to help prevent crime, support law enforcement, and then keeping neighborhoods safe. Making sure that we have adequate staffing for police and fire department, right? Advocating for investment in community policing, just like I was talking about for Brooklyn Park, right? Making sure that the neighborhoods are safe. Supporting youth programs for recreation. And one thing, too, I think that's important is making sure that there are workforce opportunities for many of the young people today. I think we really need to focus on these opportunities here in District 1. In District 1, we have BWI, we have the casino, we butt right up to Fort Meade with cybersecurity, so we're really the economic engine of Anne Arundel County and really one of the state if we're looking at it. So I think if we do these things and we hold these county departments accountable for results, we can make public safety a priority and implement these things to help that out.
But yeah, juvenile, it is, unfortunately, it's a problem. And the one thing I will tell you, Sean, that I hear as I've gone around the my district is people say the police can't do their job. And that needs to be brought back. Police need to be able to do their job. We need to support them fully.
Could the county council establish a curfew for teens?
Yeah, I mean, these things could be implemented. Absolutely, they could, if it was an issue. You know, Anne Arundel County hasn't had some of the same issues you've seen in Ocean City with these what do they call them, overtakings. I know that they just had one recently, but again, do we also have issues with teen shootings? I know there was one the other day. I think two people were shot, and that's what, you know. So yeah, I think absolutely. I think everything needs to be on the board to take a look at it to make the community safe.
Justin, this week we learned that parents are suing Anne Arundel County Public Schools because their daughter was identifying as a biological male or changed her name, whatever, and the school encouraged it, aided and abetted it, and kept it from the parents. They had no idea until a wayward email went their direction. I have since learned that this is Anne Arundel County public policy, is to not share that with parents. Is that something that needs to change in your estimation?
Absolutely, absolutely. I think, many times they talk about holding parents accountable when things, for example, if a student has a weapon or brings that to school, they want parents to show up for student-teacher, the parent-teacher conferences. They want them to show up that. So parents should absolutely be a partner in their children's education. They shouldn't be the last to know. I think schools need to be transparent with the families. And, listen, every student needs to be treated with dignity and respect, right? And every student deserves to feel safe at school, but every parent deserves honest communication. My wife has been she's been an educator for 28 years. She's been in Anne Arundel County for the last 10 years. And I can tell you that her and her workmate, they do AVID, and they do a great job of developing relationships with these students and families. And so, yeah, I think that that's the way to do it, is keeping these relationships strong, and parents need to be informed as to what's going on. So it's really, that's a parents' rights issue.
Yeah, and let's also look at the environmental issues of the Chesapeake Bay and a lot of tributaries of the bay in Anne Arundel County, and we're concerned about crab population and the crab harvest and the watermen, so on and so forth. What can you bring to the table to try to make sure that the water stays clean and that the watermen can continue to earn a living on the bay?
That's a great question, and as you may or may not know, District 1, we don't have a lot of water up here, right?
Right.
In our area, we don't really connect to the bay. However, the health of the bay, it really starts up in Pennsylvania, the Susquehanna. This is where the fertilizers and things get into the bay, and this is where many of the problems are created. So I think it's just a matter of taking a look at it and bringing forth initiatives that continue to support the health of the bay and support green initiatives. One thing that's interesting is that Anne Arundel County enacted what I'm going to call a bag tax or a plastic bag fee several years ago.
Right.
And you go to the grocery store and they charge you 10 cents per bag if you don't bring your own bags, right? Well, that 10 cent fee goes directly to the retailer, to the grocery store. so if you're, but it's a green initiative, Sean. So if you really want to have that conversation, then why does that money not directed towards initiatives on saving the bay and other green spaces in our community?
Yeah.
So those are things I think we need to look at. I'm not an advocate of the bag tax, as I call it. But again, I think these are things that you want to look at to help strengthen the community.
Fair point. All right, so how do our listeners find out more about your campaign, volunteer, donate, et cetera?
I'm on Facebook, Sherlock for District 1. That's my website, www.sherlockfordistrict1.com. And that people can reach out to me through Facebook. I'm on Instagram. I'm on TikTok. So, and I actually welcome calls and conversations, and if people want to set something up, I'm happy to show up at a barbecue, a church service, whatever, whatever they want to do. I'm happy to have that conversation.
Justin Sherlock, running for District 1, Anne Arundel County Council. Justin, best of luck to you.
Thank you, Sean. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me today.
Our pleasure. 821, you're listening to KC and Company.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.real estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.real estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel American Flyer. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bo and Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry. And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603. 410-344-6603. We look forward to meeting you.
Trying to make sense of the markets? Looking to diversify out of all the craziness? Thinking about tangible assets like precious metals? Listen to The Gold Show with Michael Hayes right here on WCBM Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. Stay up to date on retirement trends, how the IRA rollover process works, and why investors are turning to physical gold. Alan is a national talk show host with decades of experience in the markets. Tune in for Michael's insights and The Gold Show this Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. on WCBM.
Rockin' the Talk 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. This is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Chuck Gruninger says, what do you mean there's Brooklyn Park's not near water? It's near Old Bay, isn't it? One of Chuck's favorites of all time. 823 traffic and weather on the threes.
You're just mad because I got that little cute thing in there.
What cute thing?
Talking about Q92 the last break.
Wow. You mean 92 Star?
You could, yeah.
Yeah. I was never a Q92. No. I was once a Q105, but never a Q92.
Oh, 92 Star.
Okay. You were, however, part of the Q Morning Zoo. We know that.
I was.
We were.
Scott Shannon, Cleveland Wheeler.
For the record, Chuck did make a new joke in the first hour
what?
Today.
A new one?
There was a Hogan fat joke, and it went over your head. So he did make it. He did try a new joke.
I thought he was trying as a political pundit. I didn't realize
fat chance.
He was joking. Like,
where
about
did
it.
You see that? Are we making stuff up? No, it's a joke. I thought that's what we did on the show. Anyway, Chuck did try, so I'm giving Chuck props.
Yes, he's very.
I thought
trying.
It was funny.
Very trying. Thank you, Ms. Casey.
You're welcome, sir.
And good morning once again. The westbound side of Route 40 Pulaski Highway, the ramp to the outer loop is closed, going to be closed for a while. It's a cement truck on its side with all kind of spillage of the concrete and everything else that's involved with that truck. So that's a hazmat situation. That ramp is blocked. Two options. You can make the turn there at Rossville Boulevard, go over to Route 7, and then come back. If you go by the accident scene, you can pick up Golden Ring Road. That'll take you up to Philadelphia Road and then back to the Beltway. There's really no backup at all westbound at this point, but they're monitoring the traffic there, and I'm wondering, let's see, yeah, here comes some traffic on the westbound side. So some traffic is getting by, mostly to the left at the accident scene. There's a new wreck in Pikesville, Reisterstown Road at Old Court Road, and a new wreck coming in from Howard County, southbound Route 29 at Route 100. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. We have a heat advisory in effect. Again, sunny, hot, humid, over 100 today. Heat index at 107. That is expected to last at least all the way through tonight and tomorrow as well. So it's going to be hot next couple of days. Hydrate, dress appropriately, stay in the shade if at all possible. And, of course, be on the lookout for our very young among us and our older seasoned citizens as well. Chance for a stray shower or storm tomorrow, at least, as well. Right now, it is partly sunny. 79 downtown Baltimore, 82 in Parkville. Birthplace of our Star Spangled Banner, national anthem, Fort McHenry. Time to celebrate America's 250th birthday. America 250 brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you've ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, check them out. Call 410-321-1100 for the Smile Design Center. We have been reviewing the 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence since we just had our 250th birthday. That celebration lasts all year long, by the way. And again, these 56 signers, remember, they pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor to the cause of American independence based on the self-evident truth that not even a global empire or a king tyrant could deny. And a lot of people ask me why George Washington and Alexander Hamilton and James Madison, among others, didn't sign the Declaration and don't appear as signatories. Well, many of them were serving either in military roles or in other capacities at the time, and everything was coming together rather quickly. And even up to the last minute, there were some people that were sitting on the fence as to whether or not they wanted to sign and or they believed in this independence, which they knew then. This was a declaration not only of independence, this was a declaration of war. So keep that in mind. None of the 56 signers died as a result of that signature. But before the war was over, 5 would be captured, 12 would have their homes destroyed, 17 would lose their entire fortunes. And one of those, Thomas Hayward of South Carolina, he was born in 1746 at his family's old house plantation in South Carolina. Again, he had a classical education at home, focusing on Latin before traveling to England to study law. He would eventually get past the English bar and was admitted to the South Carolina bar in 1771. Hayward returned home disillusioned with British aristocracy and became committed to the colonial cause. Thomas Hayward entered politics in 1772, was elected to the Continental Congress 3 years later, representing South Carolina. He voted for independence and signed both the Declaration of Independence and the Articles of Confederation. Unlike many politicians, he also served militarily as a captain of artillery, where he was wounded at the Battle of Port Royal in 1779. During the siege of Charleston in 1780, Hayward commanded a militia battalion, was captured by British forces, imprisoned for nearly a year. During his captivity, the British confiscated his home, his land, his property, valued at $50,000. At that time was very, very a lot of money. He was labeled a martyr of the Revolution because he lost everything. While imprisoned, he famously adapted the British anthem, God Save the King, into the patriotic, God Save the States. And that is a look at America 250.
WCBM Baltimore.
You've heard me say many times, Dr. Learfield of the Smile Design Center in Lutherville is the best. And right now, he's an amazing offer for anyone wanting to try Botox at a reduced cost. This is a great deal with a premier doctor. Dr. Learfield is looking for just 10 model Botox patients for before and after promotional photos. And he's offering deeply discounted rates. But you must act fast. This campaign is strictly limited to just 10 patients. Call 410-321-1100 to see if you qualify. That's 410-321-1100. Again, a limited-time offer. Act fast.
WCBM Baltimore.
8:30 news headlines now with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Baltimore County officials met with residents in Essex on Tuesday to hear their concerns about public safety. Baltimore County State's Attorney Scott Schellenberger, Police Chief Robert McCullough, and a Deputy Director with the Maryland Department of Juvenile Services listened to residents who said they're sick of the crime and lack of accountability when it comes to juvenile offenders. A final public safety town hall meeting will take place in Randallstown next week. And county police are investigating a deadly pedestrian crash in the area of Liberty and Old Court Roads. The accident happened at around 4:45 Tuesday morning, and the victim was flown to a hospital where he died. The victim is identified as 60-year-old John Bates Sr. According to the preliminary investigation, Bates was attempting to cross Liberty Road when he was struck by an eastbound car. Police say the driver initially left the scene but returned a short time later. And MDTA police are investigating a three-vehicle crash in Baltimore that left one person dead. The accident involving a motorcycle, a sedan, and an SUV happened just before 7 a.m. Tuesday in the northbound lanes of 95 near Russell Street. Police say the motorcyclist was pronounced dead at the scene. The drivers of the other vehicles were not injured. And the man accused of killing a Towson University student during an alleged road rage incident has formally been indicted. 33-year-old Reginald Gray Jr. is charged with first-degree murder in the death of 22-year-old Nasir Majid, who was shot while driving near the Towson Circle on June 5th. 8:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it. We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buying as is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. Housesforcashbaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
You're up in the northwestern part of the county, Baltimore County, towards the Carroll County line. Up in that area, there's a report of a wreck. A vehicle ran off the roadway on Beckleysville Road. I'm only mentioning that they're saying that the roadway is open, but I think the medevac was called for that accident scene. So heads up if you're going to be up in that area. The other big wreck is with a spill, a cement truck on its side, cement on the roadway, oil and fuel and everything else blocking the ramp from westbound Pulaski Highway onto the outer loop of the Beltway. It's going to be there for a while. It's only a single lane or so. They're maybe squeezing two lanes by on Pulaski Highway, but that ramp is blocked. So if you haven't made the move back at Rossville Boulevard to Philadelphia Road, you can take Golden Ring Road and then go up to Route 7 and come back to the Beltway there to go around that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, very hot and humid today. Sizzling sunshine with highs in the triple digits and feel-like temperatures closer to 107. Mostly clear and warm tonight as temperatures fall back into the upper 70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary, as a morning off, I'm Sean Casey with Stein on Sports. American League dominated the National League last night, the Midsummer Classic, shutting out the NL All-Stars 4-0. Yankees outfielder Cody Bellinger drove in a pair of runs in the 4-zip victory. AL scored three times in the first, never looked back, as White Sox slugger Miguel Vargas launched a solo shot in the eighth to put the game on ice. Hometown hurler Christopher Sanchez gave up all three runs in the opening frame for the National League, while Mets outfielder Juan Soto tallied one of the team's three hits. Adley Rutschman, Orioles catcher, 0-for-1 with a ground out in the seventh, but acquitted himself well at the behind the plate. He did talk about this week about he'd love to sign an extension, that he loves Baltimore, but just have to wait and see what happens and what the front office has in store for him as well. Elsewhere, Spain is heading the World Cup final for the first time in almost two decades. The Red Fury shutting out France 2-0 down in Arlington, Texas. All eyes are on Lionel Messi's Argentina squad as the semis wrap up from Atlanta today. The defending champs will try to take down Harry Kane and England, who are hoping to make the final for the first time since 1966, believe it or not. Ravens have been named ESPN's 2026 Sports Humanitarian Team of the Year, handed out last night in New York City. ESPN says the Ravens were honored because of their long-term investment, aligning ownership, players, staff, alumni, nonprofit partners, and fans around building one of the most comprehensive youth development platforms in professional sports. And finally, the Wizards have seen enough from their top draft pick. The team announced on Tuesday that A.J. DeBonta will not play another game in the NBA Summer League from Vegas. The former BYU star scored 27 points in his debut, following up with 23 points in his second game. Washington also shut down Will Riley and Trey Johnson for the rest of the summer exhibition season. And that's a look at Stein on Sports.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit FreeStateGunRange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop. Shoot. Improve. Now back to Casey and Company in the morning on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
We've seen communism on the march, taking over in New York City with three Democrat socialists who embrace communism as their goal. Remember, they freely have admitted that. We have seen the mayor, new mayor of Washington, is a communist. The mayor of Seattle is a communist. And again, many of these start off at grassroots level, school board, and then on the county council, and then on the local state level. We may introduce you to two of them. Vaughn Pittman in Montgomery County and Gabriel Acevedo, as well as Mark Elrich in Montgomery County. It seems to be the ground zero for Maryland's Communist Party. But walk with us here as we take you down the road of how dangerous communist movements seek long-term influence through our educators. Comrade Tom Burke is one of the leaders of this group called Freedom Road Socialist Organization, an extremely dangerous communist movement in America. Under his watch, their membership numbers are staggering and growing by leaps and bounds. In Burke's own chilling words, he describes how he can take one communist in any city and quickly turn it into an army. And he has. He's captured countless teachers and professors across America that have access to the minds of students. And here is just an example. This is, once again, Tom Burke of the Freedom Road Socialist Organization.
We're not trying to build any old party. We want a revolution. What we're going to do going forward from this Congress that was so unifying is build across the United States. You'll find us in communities like Humboldt out in California or in Decorah, Iowa, places where you're shocked that there's communists. But there's lots of people who have moved beyond the Democratic Party, and they want revolution. They're out there looking for us. If you want to help us grow, we can take a place with one determined person and turn it into a city with half a dozen in about 8 months to a year, and into two dozen or more in 2 years. We can help you tie to the mass movements, to become an activist who's actually leading other people in struggle, because that's the basis of how we make a revolution. We cannot move without the masses. We have to be leading them and fused with them.
One example of the Freedom Road Socialist Organization communist conversion is a school teacher, social studies teacher in Minneapolis. Her name is Meredith Abey. She's paid by the taxpayers, but she's now become a mouthpiece for the communist organization.
U.S. imperialism liberates no one. If you want actual liberation, we need to defeat U.S. imperialism, and that means that we need to keep fighting here at home.
She's screaming to the end. U.S. imperialism means destroy capitalism, destroy the Constitution, get rid of the president, get rid of the Senate. This is what they believe in. This is what they are working for. They're whipping up crowds into this revolutionary rage, and you better believe this spills over in her classroom. Domestic terrorists no longer hide in the shadows. They're operating right in front of our eyes. Speaker Johnson says this is a serious danger to the country.
It's in their platform. They want to remove the carceral state, they said. No prisons. They don't want to fund the police. This is not a game. Everybody needs to understand. These crazy little mini Mamdanis who are popping up all around the country, they are a danger to you and your family. This is not a game. If they promise you free stuff, there is far more beneath those promises that even some of these people do not understand themselves. And so we are here as the Republican Party to stand on the founding principles of the greatest nation in the history of the world. It is our duty to do that. And we're doing it on behalf of all of you, even the journalists who don't agree with our policies all the time. You better agree on these principles, because it's what keeps you free. By the way, it's what keeps the press free, okay? This is essential for your well-being and your family. This is not a game. This is not our father's Democrat Party. This is not, we're not arguing over marginal tax rates anymore. We're arguing over whether or not freedom is going to survive. And that's why we're so serious about this.
And that's not hyperbole. Once you get into the bowels of this movement, you see how dangerous it truly is. and their goals. That's why it's important. I'm not saying that the current Democrat Party in the state of Maryland are run by communists or led by communists, but the Democrat Party is the home to communism in the nation right now. They've been infiltrated. They've been taken over. And you can see it now in New York. You can see it in these other big cities. They call themselves progressives. They used to be liberals, but then they morphed into progressives. Really, this is the American Marxist movement. And it has to be stopped. And so I understand you might not like President Trump or agree with his ideas, or Dan Cox, for that matter. Or you might not, you know, agree with the Republicans on most of everything. But I think one thing I think you would agree on, you want to keep your country. And you want to keep it where we have freedom and we have all the things that are guaranteed by the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Our freedom of expression, our freedom of speech, our freedom of religion, our freedom to carry a right to bear arms. All of these freedoms are at risk because the communists want to take them away. They've done them. And look, there's a game plan. Go look at other countries. Go look what happened in the Soviet Union, in China, in Cuba, and so on and so forth. So, again, they are that's why I say the greatest threat today to the United States is not Iran. I'm a little worried about China. But to me, the greatest threat is the Democrat Party because they have allowed themselves to be taken over and infiltrated by the most radical movement in history, a movement that has killed 100 million people worldwide, and that is communism. Now, they can dress it up and try to put lipstick on a pig and tell you that it's this, that, or not, or the other thing, but we know what it is. And people that have actually lived under it have identified it as what it is, and that is what's infecting the Democrat Party. So that's why you have a duty and an obligation to get out and vote in this state and every other state within the can hear my voice. That is the danger that faces America today. And unfortunately, Republicans have allowed this to fester under their watch as well. They could shut it down with the Save America Act and so many other things, but Republicans are doing, again, a poor job at thwarting communism. All right, it's 8:43. Traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, so both the tunnels are getting a little better now. Southbound, no late problems there, and we're back to about maybe a five-minute delay at the most on the southbound side. On the Beltway, slowing yet on the Parkville side through Green Spring and down the west side. Nothing major, but it is heavy in that stretch between Liberty Road, I-70, and down towards Route 40 West. In Pikesville, the late accident there was Reisterstown Road at Old Court Road, and the westbound side of Pulaski Highway, that ramp onto the outer loop of the Beltway is closed. It's an overturned cement truck with a hazmat team sitting there with a spill, and that ramp is going to be closed for a while, and that local detour is still underway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast. Sunny today. It's going to be hot, humid, 100 degrees. The heat index, 107. Tomorrow, sunny, upper 90s, chance for a stray shower or storm. So hydrate throughout the week. Make sure you're in the shade, dress appropriately. And again, make sure that the very young and the older seasoned citizens are kept hydrated, and watch out for them as well, because they can be affected by this extreme heat. Right now, 82 already in the city of Baltimore, 83 in Glen Burnie. And time for our feel-good news segment of the day. Brought to you by Town Appliance. At townappliance.com, a woman in Pennsylvania went on local television and talked about a senior assistance program that was about to lose food and support services. Overnight, an anonymous donor saved them with a huge donation. Here's Wesley Family Services CEO Doug Mutzel and the woman who was on TV, Diana Holcomb.
Much to our surprise, and I find this very humbling and very overwhelming, we had a donor come forward for the program in Westmoreland County and donated $100,000.
I would give him the biggest hug, and I would say thank you, and God bless you.
Wesley Family Services got the $100,000 donation, saving it from shutting down its Open Your Heart to a Senior program after they lost their federal funding. All right, so the Senate Judiciary Chairman Chuck Grassley will tell you about him in just a second, as he has revealed Jack Smith has spied on 44 members of Congress. A feel-good news segment brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you want to stay cool this summer, then you need to head to Town Appliance in Owings Mills for their huge 4th of July savings event. This is your best chance to pick up a window or wall air conditioner with top-tier systems from LG, GE, and Friedrich ready to go. Plus, Mayer and Mayer will help you find the perfect fit for your home and your budget with flexible financing available. Visit townappliance.com today for more information, or right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills.
WCBM Baltimore.
This is kind of sad news. Again, the retired pilot, Sully Sullenberger, remember that miracle landing on the Hudson, U.S. Airways Flight 1549 back in January of 2009? He has revealed that he has got Alzheimer's disease. An American hero successfully landed that commercial airliner filled with passengers on the Hudson River after the plane lost thrust in both engines, announced that he has been diagnosed. He said, "It's early stage. For now, this means a name may not come easily to me. I forget a story I've recently told. I don't sleep as well, but I am in the beginning of a long journey." He says by sharing the news of his diagnosis, other families living in the shadows with this disease will feel they too can step forward. Though it may impact my memory of the past, this diagnosis will not prevent me from looking forward to and appreciating our future. I will navigate this chapter with my wonderful family by my side. You might remember the movie Miracle on the Hudson. Clint Eastwood directed it. And again, starring Tom Hanks in the title role, the 2016 film Sully, and he retired in March of 2010 after three decades as a professional pilot. In recent years, he has promoted himself as a advocate for airline safety. We wish Sully Sullenberger all the best in his long journey goodbye and his battle with Alzheimer's disease. Senate Judiciary Chairman Chuck Grassley on Tuesday revealed that former special counsel Jack Smith spied on 44 members of Congress and actually read their text messages. It was previously reported that Jack Smith obtained toll records or call logs of members of Congress. In fact, Smith said under oath he did not read any text messages, but this is not true.
Did the toll records that you requested from the senators, did they include the content of the phone calls?
No.
Did the records that you requested, the toll records from the members of Congress, include the content of text messages?
No.
Can you explain for us on the record?
Yeah, no. 44 members of Congress were spied on, including Senators Grassley, Johnson, Lindsey Graham, Hawley, Mike Lee, Democrats as well, Spartacus, Cory Booker, and many, many others. Rand Paul, Rick Scott, just named Susan Collins, who's in a tough re-election battle, and mostly Republicans, but some Democrats as well as some members of Congress, Kevin McCarthy, Steve Scalise, Tom Massey, some of the names you might recognize, Lee Zeldin, Lee Stefanik, Doug Collins, and others. In fact, we'll tell you what Elise Stefanik had to say. She's issued a statement now about persecutor Jack Smith. Again, this is ongoing. We've seen the CIA has spied on the Senate in the past. President Obama, Vice President Biden, using the NSA, spied on FISA warrants, illegal FISA warrants, spied on President Trump's campaign, and then his candidacy. And now, of course, news that this guy was spying on members of Congress. When are we going to start seeing the perp walks? The people are going to be charged with violating the laws of the United States of America. Rescue Natural Supplements, want me to remind you, Christmas in July is still going on for the entire month of July, where you could save 50, 60, maybe up to 73% on some of your favorite Rescue Natural Supplements, and they've got everything. They've got vitamin supplements, they have the omega-3s. I believe everybody should be taking an omega-3, I really do. We take the 2500 TG in my family, my wife and I, because she doesn't like the larger gel capsules. The 2500 TG is a smaller gel capsule, but they have it in gel capsule form and liquid form. So, again, we don't get enough of it in our diets to really make a difference. So whether it's omega-3s or Ideal Weight, their weight loss supplement, or, again, PM spray, and where you can help fall asleep and stay asleep faster, Rescue Magnesium, there's the Ultimate B Complex, there are vitamins for men and women as we age, you name it, over 50-plus nutraceuticals, natural supplements with no side effects that you can save a ton of money on right now during their Christmas in July sale. So no coupon code needed. All you do is pick up the phone, 1-800-26-ALIVE, or you can order online at res-q.com.
Hi, this is Rod Wittstedt. For the past year, I've been advertising here on WCBM, trying to offer Kim's listeners a very affordable rate of $525 for a will, a power of attorney, and advanced medical directive. Well, I can't keep that low rate up forever. If you contact me before August 1st, I will honor that rate. Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL. Thank you. By the way, $750 is still a great rate.
In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
It's 8:52. Kim Plasek Live is coming up next right after the 9 o'clock news. Kim was front and center at the public safety meeting at CCB in Essex last night. We understand she called out the Kathy Stealthmeyer to her face. I don't know if she was there last night. She may have been. Kim will tell you. Stay tuned for Kim. She's coming up right after the 9 o'clock news regarding that public safety meeting in Baltimore County. 8:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, late trip in and around the Beltway. Nothing major, but a few areas still a little bit busy as you're coming down the west side. And then the inner loop as you're moving towards Greenspring and eventually over to the JFX. And then over towards 83, there was some slowing in that area, but just a speed reduction at that point. And then the Parkville side of the Beltway had been a little bit slow as well during the last couple of minutes right here at Hartford Road. We still see that. The big wreck, cement truck on its side blocking the ramp. It's going to be there for a while, several hours with the cleanup, I'm sure. The ramp from westbound Pulaski Highway to the inner loop of the Beltway is blocked. The detour there, you can use Golden Ring Road. You can take Rossville Boulevard to Philadelphia Road. Come back to the Beltway from there. There's no backup at all for the Beltway traffic locally through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast sunshine today. It's going to be hot and humid, 100 degrees with heat index of 107. And again, tomorrow, sunshine, upper 90s, chance of a stray shower or thunderstorm. Already 82 in Annapolis, and it is getting hot again. Ocean City's already up to 80 degrees as well, so it's going to be a hot one today. And keep that in mind. So, Elise Stefanik has issued a statement on Jack Smith's illegal weaponization spying on Congress, and I think she shares the sentiment that most of us have regarding what was done to the Trump administration, what was done to many Republicans, some Democrats, and the president's going to outline much of this election integrity violations on Thursday night during his address to the nation. Stefanik put this statement out saying the American people have long known that Joe Biden's handpicked prosecutor weaponized government at the highest levels, and I have long suspected that he unconstitutionally spied on members of Congress, including me, and then perjured himself in front of Congress. The newly declassified records confirm exactly that. Special Counsel Jack Smith's team unlawfully and unconstitutionally accessed my private text messages, along with 43 other members of Congress, in clear violation of the Constitution. As President Trump has said, the illegal weaponization and abuse of power was not just against the president, it was against all his supporters who spoke out against it. Now we see it extended to duly elected members of Congress. This is not an isolated incident. It is the latest and most egregious example, the most widespread and dangerous weaponization of the federal government in our nation's history that I have spent years fighting to expose. As a leading voice in Congress and the House Intel Committee and the Select Committee on Weaponization, I have worked to investigate and expose the Biden administration's collusion with big tech to censor Americans, the FBI's illegal targeting of parents at school boards and traditional Catholics, the Russia collusion hoax, lawfare against President Trump and his allies, and the broader pattern of the deep state illegally targeting political opponents. These bombshell records confirm that unaccountable special counsels and federal agencies use their power to secretly and unconstitutionally surveil elected representatives without proper legal process. Accessing the private communications of lawmakers is an assault on the separation of powers, congressional independence, and the constitutional rights of every American. Here's the important part. There must be criminal consequences for this egregious, unconstitutional, and illegal abuse of power targeting duly elected members of Congress and the American people. Those responsible must be held fully accountable, and we must enact strong reforms to prevent any future administration from weaponizing government tools against the American people or their elected representatives. The American people sent us to Washington to defend the Constitution, not to allow it to be shredded by politically motivated prosecutors. I will continue leading the fight against this weaponization and abuse of power until real accountability and lasting reforms are achieved. Elise Stefanik. She is 100% absolutely right. And again, the president is going to address what happened, at least in Georgia, we're told, on Thursday night, and how maybe a foreign power interfered with our election process. How, as we've told you, there were problems in Michigan, 26,000 unlawfully counted ballots there, problems in Fulton County, Georgia, problems in Arizona, in many of these swing states where I believe that election was stolen from the president on 3 November 2020. The question here is, who is going to be held accountable? When are we going to start seeing indictments? The Comey thing with the 8647, that's chump change. I think that's horrific what he did. I don't think it's a prosecutable offense. So get rid of the nickel and dime stuff and give us the meat and potatoes. That's what the American people want. That's what we voted for President Trump. And Cash Patel, we've already seen Pam Bondi. She dragged her feet on a number of things, as I called her out repeatedly for. Cash Patel, it is time for you to stand and deliver. The American people have had enough. And again, this could happen to Democrats, too. I'm just telling you, unless you punish the people that did this, and people think they're going to get away with it, who knows? Say, down the road in the future, some Republican president or some Republican members might do the same thing to the Democrats. We can't live like this as a country in a constitutional republic when we have our government that's been weaponized against us, when we have our intelligence agencies that have been weaponized against the American people, the American taxpayer. This is the reason why I wonder why people don't vote. You wonder why people, the mail-in ballot issue here in the state of Maryland, the 565,000 duplicate ballots and had to go out the replacement ballots, because people get beat down. They don't have any trust in the system. They don't have any trust in their leaders. This is an opportunity to restore that trust, to restore the integrity of the electoral process and to the levers of government, that anybody that is entrusted to be a government official is going to follow the law. Otherwise, if they violated the law, they will be prosecuted. They will be charged, and if convicted, they will go to jail. And only until then are we not going to be able to fix our entire system and keep our constitutional republic. Just keep that in mind. Sorry for the extended rant, but I had to get that off my chest. Stay tuned. Kim is next. Until tomorrow, God bless our troops. God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.